Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Acres. The forecast today, not that good, according to Incident Commander Mike Dietrich.
I'm not overly optimistic. The fire is essentially burning at will on its own.
Still, there is some good news. The fire has burned almost entirely in wilderness areas. Even though thousands of homes are in danger, only a couple dozen mountain structures have burned so far. Live at the Fire Command Post in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Down the coast, Mexico's Baja Peninsula is bracing for Hurricane Ximena with top winds of 145 miles an hour. Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says people need to pay attention.
Right now it's just a very powerful Category 4 storm, very dangerous, and we really need residents and tourists in the area of the Baja Peninsula to keep watch of this storm.
In Northern California, authorities in Contra Costa County are expanding their investigation into the kidnapping of J.C. Dugard to see whether the man who allegedly held her for 18 years may have been involved in several cold case killings. Police have been scouring the backyard where they say Philip Garrido kept Dugard in a hidden compound. Jimmy Lee is with the Sheriff's Department.
Some dogs were brought in, and they'll be used to search and check that property.
In Brunswick, Georgia, an eighth person has died in what appears to have been a mass murder discovered on Saturday. Police found seven people dead in a mobile home. Two were still alive.
The last remaining survivor remains critical.
Glynn County Police Chief Matt Doring. Police arrested one man who lived in the mobile home, but they haven't named him a suspect. Now, says Doring, there is reward money being offered.
What does $25,000 mean? That means we need help.
Well, today marks the start of a trial in Louisville, Kentucky, involving the former head football coach at Pleasure Ridge Park High School. Jason Stinson is accused of reckless homicide in the death of 15-year-old Max Gilpin, one of his players, who collapsed with heat stroke during a practice session and then died 3 days later. Stinson is charged with withholding water from players and making them run extra wind sprints. Michelle Sumter and other supporters gathered outside the coach's home last night.
My kids have all had him as a teacher and as a football coach, and he is a great guy. He would never intentionally hurt anyone ever.
First the pain, now the gain. There are reports Uncle Sam's beginning to reap rewards from the hundreds of billions plowed into failing banks last fall. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, Nick, the government is seeing some profits from that multi-billion-dollar lifeline that critics warned was a bottomless pit. Banking consultant Bert Ely looks at the results.
These investments were not a bailout. They were investments to strengthen the capital position of these banks.
Numbers compiled for the New York Times show about $4 billion in profits from reimbursements from eight large banks in the program started by the Bush administration. But other banks, including Citigroup and Bank of America, have not yet repaid bailout money. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
How well is the U.S. strategy working in Afghanistan? A report put together by the U.S. commander in the country reportedly concludes it isn't. Let's go live to the foreign desk and CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
Situation serious but still workable with a reworked strategy. NATO officials in Kabul say U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal has now sent his report to NATO and to U.S. Central Command. It is not expected to make firm recommendations about troop numbers just yet, but
you're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Jay Cox.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Attention all food fans. The first ever Top Chef Master has been named, and the new season of the regular flavored show has begun. Chef Rick Bayless came out on top after his master's battle with competitors Hubert Keller and Michael Chiarello and won $100,000 for his favorite charity. Next came the new season premiere with 17 new chef contestants fighting for the title of Top Chef.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
To 500 when you purchase a qualifying evaporative cooling system from September 1st through the 7th. Submit your rebate application to Xcel Energy by September 30th. Visit responsiblebynature.com/cool rebates for complete details.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
What up with that?
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Teddy Kennedy is gone, but health care lives. And hopefully we're going to see a strong health care reform bill with a strong public plan option in it in memory of Teddy Kennedy. That's our goal. Good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome to the Bill Press Show on this Monday, big Monday, August 31. Can you believe it? Man, I'm telling you, summer is over. Summer is gone, but we're still here with a lot of work to do. Great to see you today. Hope you had a good weekend and are refreshed and relaxed and ready to go here for a whole brand new week. It's the Bill Press Show, Monday edition. Our toll-free number remains the same, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. And we invite you to go to the website as well, BillPressShow.com. Lots of goodies on the website for you today. I got to admit, I was a little working overtime over the weekend. On Saturday, I went down to the Capitol here. Told you we broadcast in the shadow of the Capitol Dome, so an easy walk down to the Capitol Saturday afternoon to be there with thousands and thousands of other people when the motorcade and bearing the coffin of Senator Teddy Kennedy stopped at the steps of the United States Capitol for one final farewell and one final prayer service there. Very moving moment. The former staffers all singing America the Beautiful, and they sang When Irish Eyes Are Smiling as the coffin rolled up. Anyway, I've got the video of the motorcade arriving at the Capitol. It's up on under videos, Dan, right?
It is on the videos page.
On the videos page of BillPressShow.com. And then yesterday afternoon, I decided I'd go back down to the White House to welcome the first family back from their vacation on Martha's Vineyard. And look, I'm not an expert camera person, but you can see the video.
Hey, it's pretty good.
It's a little shaky, but anyhow, the president and the first lady, Michelle Obama, and daughters, Malia and Sasha, getting off Marine One and walking into the White House. A video also up under videos. And we are very happy to welcome back into the studio for this hour the president of Media Matters for America, Eric Burns. Eric, good to see you.
Great to see you, Bill.
You were in
great
a couple of weeks ago. Good to have you back.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, it's the end of the summer. I didn't get to the pool once, you know, so it's been too busy and crazy this summer.
Did you get to the beach? No?
Nothing. Just in the office.
Well, come on.
Eric, these conservatives, you know.
Eric Burns doesn't take vacation.
That's right. I'm not allowed to.
Well, I got to tell you, everybody around here does except me. I mean, Peter Ogburn's off this week. Dan Henning was off 2 weeks ago. Now, Dan's flying the 747 this morning with the help of Stevie Lee Webb.
Here we are.
Hi,
co-captain, good to have you along.
This has just kind of become like the August of hate, you know, in the media, especially with the right wingers. And so it's kept us busy at Media Matters every day.
MediaMatters.org is the website. Thank God we've got somebody out there keeping an eye on these characters. But you know, in terms of the media, I have to tell you, I very seldom do this, but Saturday I took, I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to watch it. I was just going to work right and get some other stuff done. When that mass started for Teddy Kennedy, I was just captured by it. It was a beautiful, beautiful sermon. It's just to see, you know, President Bush and Laura and President Carter and Rosalynn and President Clinton and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Obama and Michelle and then all those senators and members of Congress and the Kennedy family. It was an incredible gathering. I thought the president did a marvelous job. It was beautifully, beautifully written and beautifully delivered remembrance of Teddy Kennedy and the president saying why we loved him.
We weep because we loved this kind and tender hero who persevered through pain and tragedy, not for the sake of ambition or vanity, not for wealth or power, but only for the people and the country that he loved.
And we know that Teddy Kennedy got his strength from being close to the ocean and that sailboat, you know, the Maya, and he was out on it up until as long as he possibly could. This last year, he said just about every day he could, he was out there sailing, and that's the image that I thought the president very effectively left for all of us.
The image of a man on a boat, wide mane tussle, smiling broadly as he sails into the wind, ready for whatever storms may come, carrying on toward some new and wondrous place just beyond the horizon.
So, Eric, we had 4 days of almost nonstop coverage. Mm-hmm. I flicked around Saturday. Every one of the networks and every one of the cables and every one of the local channels carried that Teddy Kennedy mask. Can you imagine any other politician today in America, Republican or Democrat, who would get that kind of...
You know, it would have to be head of state. I mean, and I think that was the kind of reception that we saw for the passing of Ted Kennedy, and I think appropriately so. If you look at his...
And yet he was never president.
He never was. He never was. But if you look at his incredible list of legislative accomplishments, the impact that he had on the American political discourse over the last 40, 50 years, it's truly remarkable. And I think, you know, we'll go down as one of the greatest senators in American history, a Republican or Democrat, without question.
And, you know, what got me, again, the media coverage, some people were criticizing Democrats for exploiting Teddy's death, you know, but Democrats didn't organize that media coverage. I mean, they didn't buy that media coverage. I mean, the media covered it because the American people wanted to see it. And
absolutely,
I think that was reflected by the tens of hundreds of thousands, I guess, totally, that turned out along the roads and the streets. And like here at Washington, I walked down to the Capitol. There are at least 5,000 people there just waiting to see the cortege go by.
Well, you know, Ted Kennedy transcended, you know, partisan politics, as the Kennedy family and their legacy has, and, you know, for generations in this country. I think what's interesting, what we saw in Media Matters, was not a, you know, any sort of politicization of Ted Kennedy's death from the left, but actually an attempt on the right
to vilify
him preemptively, even before these services began, saying that this is, you know, his services were going to be like a Paul Wellstone rally, which is just an awful smear. And we saw it throughout the weekend from the right-wing folks in the media, from Glenn Beck to Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, because they're terrified of what's going to happen. Are we actually going to have, you know, after Kennedy's passing, a sane, rational debate about health care policy, which is what they're really scared of and they don't want to see?
Eric Burns, president of Media Matters, Media Matters for America, here this hour of the Bill Press Show. And we're going to be talking a little bit later with Joe Cirincione of the Plowshares Fund, our foreign policy guru. You mentioned Glenn Beck. I want to ask you about Glenn Beck. But first,
this is the full
Dan's
court
got the
press.
Real headlines here.
14 minutes after the hour, other headlines making news, media related. Just for you, Eric, Jenna Bush Hager has a new part-time gig. The former first daughter, along with her teaching duties in Baltimore, is being brought on to NBC's Today Show as a part-time correspondent. She'll contribute about once a month on stories including education, women's and children's issues, and literacy.
But, of course, Eric, she's being hired strictly because of her journalistic talents. Nothing
to
do with the fact.
Her extensive experience as well.
Yes, right. Nothing to do with the fact that she's a former first daughter.
I think they're going to hire Sasha Malia next week, I don't know.
The space shuttle Discovery lifted off successfully Friday night and linked up with the International Space Station last night. The shuttle hauling about 17,000 pounds of equipment and science experiments, including 6 mice, part of a bone loss study. They'll move in for a 3-month stay. And that $5 million treadmill named after Stephen Colbert has gone up as well.
I think it's a mistake to take mice into outer space. That's probably the one place that they're... you know, one house where there are no mice today, and now...
Well, you know, these, you give you the first mice in space, are they going to get the kind of reception that Alan Shepard and John Glenn got? That's
when they come back?
Yes. We're going to have a parade.
Ticker tape.
And a popular summer classic wrapped up on ESPN in Pennsylvania yesterday, the Little League World Series. And it was a home country win. The 12 and 13-year-olds from San Diego, California, beating Taiwan 6-3 to take the title. Vice President Joe Biden was at the game with his three granddaughters to cheer on the win.
Oh, great.
That's fantastic. When was the last time that happened?
I don't know. You know, United States wins one, huh?
That's
very
great.
Good. Thank you, Dan. Yes, indeed. So, Eric, look, I can put up with almost anything on the media, but
sure.
And you don't expect necessarily the truth from Fox News, but the the stuff that Glenn Beck has been saying lately. I mean, it started with, you know, what, not on his show, but as a guest on Fox and Friends, July 28, when they were talking about the situation with Professor Gates up at Harvard. And here's what Glenn Beck said that this shows.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over again who has a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. I don't know what it is. You can't say he doesn't like white people.
This is Brian Kilkey.
Kill me, brother. He's chief of staff of white. I think 70% of the people that we see every day are white. Robert Gibbs is white. I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
I mean...
It's like saying,
how
like,
can
I'm,
he say that?
I know, it's like saying I'm not a racist, but I have black friends. I mean, it's equally, it's horrible. It's despicable, especially for somebody of, you know, with his platform to just throw that out there. But it's become, as you know, Bill, just commonplace on what you see on Beck's program every
day. There was a time when if you, you know, were on television and radio and called the president racist, you'd be out of a job.
Absolutely.
There was a time.
Absolutely. And it wasn't even that long ago. I mean, that's how quickly the media has changed in the last, I think, 4 or 5 years, and especially Fox over the course of this last year.
Or maybe you expect, even again on Fox, if somebody called the president racist, that they would come on the next day and say, you know what?
We shouldn't have said that.
I shouldn't have said that, right? I went a little too far. I got carried away. I'm sorry. Look, I disagree with his policies, but, you know.
Yeah, but he just takes it further.
He has an apology.
And he won't. He just takes it further and further and further.
So Fox thinks this is good for them?
Well, you know, it's been good for Glenn Beck's ratings historically. I mean, really, that's what we've got to understand when we're understanding what's happening in the mainstream media. And you know this, Bill, you and I have talked about this. It's ratings driven, and especially with Fox, it's ratings driven. They're trying to capture that conservative niche market, you know, which is a high income market, frankly, and it, you know, pays well with the advertiser dollars. And they've got their viewership numbers are through the roof, which ought to frighten all Americans, because there's just an enormous amount of misinformation being pushed out on Fox, and especially by Glenn Beck. I think he's becoming one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous, conservative media personalities in this country.
Now, I have to ask you this. When I look at Glenn Beck, right, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think he's borderline nuts. I mean, I think he's about ready to crack. It looks to me like, because he breaks down crying all the time. What is it?
I think you're putting it generously. I mean, I've been saying for the last couple of months around the office that I think he's going to have a breakdown within the year. You just kind of see it headed in that direction. Because there's just an increasing disconnect between reality and what he's saying, and he's getting more and more extreme and just more and more crazy every day that he's on the air.
I forced myself to watch Thursday or Friday, I forget, one entire hour. Watch the whole show?
Yeah.
I kept expecting to see the guys come out with a butterfly net at any time and just say, poof, he's
cane.
Off the edge. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the guy that brought us the FEMA death camps, you know. This is, I mean, it's, you know, smear after smear. He's been one of the principal individuals that's been driving all this talk about socialism and Nazism and McCarthyism, you know, in this country for the last 6-9 months, and has really poisoned the debate over public policy, and we see it front and center with debate over this health care and all the misinformation.
And now he is systematically attacking everybody who's working around Barack Obama. Eric Burns, Media Matters for America, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. Probably you've seen too much more Glenn Beck than you want. Dangerous, 866-55-PRESS. What can we do about it? What's the alternative? What's the counter Glenn Beck? 866-55-77-377. We'll be back with Eric Burns and your calls.
Get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-209-9451. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-209-9451. That's 1-800-209-9451. 1-800-209-9451.
Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with a great interest rate of 1.75% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now. 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining showbiz. Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
Bargain Spell Backwards starts this Saturday at 8 a.m. only at Sports Authority. Save up to 75% on everything you need to ski and ride. From Burton, Vocal, K2, Columbia, Solomon, and Sims. Get in line early Saturday and you can get up to $500 in bonus bucks. Plus, register to win a 2010 Subaru Outback from Go Subaru Arapo and Go Subaru West. Sneak Grab starts this Saturday, 8 a.m., only at Sports Authority Sports Castle, Bowles, Parker, Boulder, and Fort Collins on College Street.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
It is
really out there, really weird, Glenn Beck.
Bill, I play that clip like once a week in my office when I get frustrated. It's just really funny.
Eric Burns, President of Media Matters, here in the studio with us. Let's say hello, Eric, to Raphael. It's calling from Amarillo, Texas. Hey, Raphael.
Hey, pretty good. How you doing today,
Bill? All right. I don't know. Glenn Beck is out there. It's pretty scary.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's... I guess, you know, he does his research. But I'm curious, how come nobody's taking his research apart? And
well,
I did want to say to Eric, if I may, is Eric still there?
Yeah, Raphael, fellow Texan, good to have you on.
Hey, how come the coverage is like going crazy? NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, it seems like there's like,
thanks, Raphael, for the call. Let's get your question first. Why isn't anybody taking Glenn Beck apart? Actually, you are.
Yeah, we take Glenn Beck apart on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And so, Raphael, I would recommend you go to our website, MediaMatters.org. We have an extensive body of research on the falsehoods that Glenn Beck puts out there on a daily basis.
And, I mean, for example, I've checked it. Yeah. He's gone after Van Jones.
Yes.
The head of Green Jobs for Obama, calling him some kind of communist revolutionary. He's gone after John Holdren, the science advisor. I mean, you've got the facts down to rebut every one of those charges.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've got literally hundreds of items on Glenn Beck.
But maybe the problem, Eric, is not enough people are taking your research and getting it out there in the media.
Well, and you know what, Bill, you hit on an important point, because what I think we all have to understand, you know, everyone's going about their daily lives, but this is our media. I mean, the media that we have belongs to every person in this country, and every person in this country has a voice, and they have the ability now to actually engage, to call in, to make their voice known. We put the research out there. We try to get it into as many hands as we possibly can, but we can't do it alone.
Penny's calling from Chicago. Hi, Penny. Thanks for your call.
Good morning. It really did my heart good when several large advertisers yanked their sponsorship.
Yeah. How many now, Eric?
It's 46 and climbing.
It just seems funny to me that the advertising industry is the one who's showing some backbone here.
Well, and you know what, Penny, it's Color of Change, and I know we've been working with Color of Change at Media Matters Action Network, our sister organization.
Color of Change is the organization that organized the boycott and asked sponsors to pull their spots, and they're doing it.
They're doing it, and it's effective, and you know, so the a lot of these advertisers aren't aware that this is the kind of programming that they're sponsoring with these big companies. So when they're being notified, they're offended, and just like I think average Americans are offended, and they're pulling their sponsorship. And, you know, Glenn Beck this last week was asking people to please tune into his show and tell a friend to please watch his show. So we think it's really having an effect, and it's certainly getting under his skin, which is exactly why he's going after folks like Van Jones and other people.
And Sarah Palin even told all of her friends, you have to watch Google. It's pretty pathetic.
It is.
But I salute these advertisers, because too often these boycotts don't work. But in this case, there's some big names, Procter & Gamble and CVS and Sprint, Walmart, a lot of the big corporate names.
And I got a list here for you later of all the folks that are still advertising on Glenn Beck. If you want to put it up on your website,
all right, we will do that
as well.
All right, so Eric Burns in studio with us here, Media Matters for AmericanMediaMatters.org. We'll come back and be joined by Joe Cirincione of the Plowshares Fund.
This is the Bill Press Show.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made, because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome.com. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you're trying to get to Denver from Summit County, you're going to have some problems. Westbound I-70 closed at Loveland Pass due to a semi-rollover crash. Traffic's not being let through the tunnel, so they're taking them over Loveland Pass there. Accident on the right shoulder northbound I-25 near Alameda back in Denver. Also got one on the ramp from northbound Sheridan to eastbound 6th Avenue. And in the cleanup phase, one two-car accident, 120th near Quebec. Your forecast, morning fog to mostly sunny with a high of 85. Small chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Our current downtown temperature, 55 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to be a millionaire? Your odds of winning $1 million have never been better. Be a top player at Canyon Casino this month, and you could qualify to win a seat in Harrah's Million Maker Slot Tournament in Lake Tahoe. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root-free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now, 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now, when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Are you in a job you hate? Wonder why you haven't found the career you love? The Streeter Opportunity Group has helped many in the same position with their Life 101 Living Backwards course, guaranteed to give you a plan and a mentor. Register by September 7th and receive a discounted tuition rate of $99. You have nothing to lose, except that job you hate. Call the Streeter Opportunity Group, 720-401-2161. That's 720-401-2161.
All right, Tom. Take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
The Bill Press Show.
You see, Eric Burns, when you're a guest often enough on the Bill Press Show, you have your own theme song.
Is this my theme song?
No. This Joe. Is your name Joe?
No.
That's the theme song of Joe Sirincione.
Well, maybe one day I'll get one.
Boy. Got to be here probably hundreds of times before you have your own theme song. Isn't that right, Joe? Joe Sirincione, head of the Plowshares Fund, back with us this morning, our own foreign policy guru. Joe, it's been a long time since we've talked.
I've been on vacation, Bill. I'm still on vacation up here in beautiful Vermont, but it's a pleasure to join you this morning.
Well, thank you for taking time out. I appreciate that very much. Say hello to Eric Burns from Media Matters.
How are you?
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
I admire your work and the work of your organization.
Thank you, and likewise.
Joe, I've been thinking a lot of you the last few days because I know how close you were to Teddy Kennedy and what a strong partner he was in the effort toward arms control. Tell us about it.
He was, and I've been up here in New England during his death, reading the Boston Globe and following this with friends and family. I'd had the pleasure to know Senator Kennedy for many years during his career and briefed him often and had the honor of introducing him at the Carnegie International Nonproliferation Conference back in 2004, where he just gave a stem winder of a speech on nuclear disarmament. Really, he carried the torch that his brother had lit, President Kennedy, back in the early 1960s with his work for ending the testing of nuclear weapons, for his call to abolish the weapons of war before they abolish us. And Ted Kennedy was really a lion for nuclear disarmament. He was no starry-eyed liberal on this. He understood the difficulties. He understood the need to prevent nuclear terrorism, prevent new states from getting it. But he also said we didn't have a moment to waste. And he was fierce in his criticism of the Iraq War,
yes,
an effort to take nuclear weapons away from a country that didn't have them, and a war that in the process had helped accelerate the programs in Iran and North Korea. I think it was his leadership on this that really paved the way for Barack Obama and made it, in some ways, it laid out the basic tenets of what Obama has now adopted as his nuclear policy.
You know, he said that the vote that he thought the most important vote and the vote that he was most proud of in all of his years in the Senate was his vote against the authorization of force in Iraq.
Yeah, he was a real hero on that issue. He stood up tirelessly with that, he and Senator Byrd from West Virginia, but they were just overrun by the forces of fear and panic.
He had incredible foresight on that.
Absolutely, know? Yeah.
Joe, this is Eric. I want to ask you about two things in terms of Senator Kennedy's foreign policy legacy. One, could you talk a little bit about his role in the anti-apartheid movement in the 80s? And then also, you know, as I understand it, and I'm a layperson relative to you on this, he was the senator was very, very involved with the conflicts, ongoing conflicts in Ireland, and almost served as a kind of an informal ambassador with from the United States with the IRA. Is that correct? And can
yes,
you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, that is. And of course, I would just very briefly on the latter one first. You know, obviously this is an Irish Catholic senator,
right?
And big Irish Catholic base and strong ties to Ireland and to the IRA, and he was always operating as a moderating force in the IRA, encouraging its political activities and discouraging its militant activities. And he did play a big role and was very supportive of the indigenous peace efforts that arose, particularly those of the Protestant and Catholic women that were so instrumental in bringing an end to that conflict. South Africa, you know, part of this, and I was a little involved in this when I lived in Boston. Part of this came out of student movements in the universities, particularly Harvard University, up there to disinvestment, to take the money for the universities had and not invest it in South Africa. And that got Kennedy's attention, and I believe is one of the things that started him on that path. And he became a real leader criticizing the apartheid regime and pushing for this all during the Reagan administration. In particular, when they had what they called their constructive engagement policy. So, you know, he was a leader on so many key issues of our times. His loss is definitely going to be felt by all of us.
Joe Cirincione, our guest, head of the Plowshares Fund, plowshares.org. And I always tell you, Plowshares is the English spelling plow, P-L-O-U-G-H, shares.org. So, Joe, we've had this big election in Afghanistan. Is this getting to be like Florida? We still don't know who won, I guess, really officially, but it looks like Karzai reelected. You know, what's going on there?
Well, this is so deeply troubling in so many
levels.
I've been on your show for a long time now, Bill, and I know you've been very skeptical of the effort in Afghanistan. I'm coming over to your view.
And I remain skeptical.
Yeah, well, you should be. I mean, first of all, it's not clear at all that Karzai won. In order to win here, he's got to get 50% of the vote. So far, the tallies show him at 46% of the vote. So that means there might be a runoff with his opponent, who's right now listed as having about 35%, a man named Abdullah Abdullah. The really disturbing part is the widespread allegations of voter fraud. Hundreds of stories are coming in. Gross voter fraud. In the New York Times today, story of an election official showing up in the morning, the ballot boxes are already stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, this isn't right. We've got to empty them. He's placed under arrest and taken away. You know, things like this, people going and seeing this, many more people voting are recorded as voting in districts than actually live there.
And we've been propping up this guy for how many years now, and he can't even win an election?
Right. So the question is voter fraud okay in Afghanistan but not in Iran? This voter fraud looks at least as bad as what happened in Iran. And this is a losing strategy. Haven't we learned this by now? You cannot win by backing a corrupt government. That is not the alternative that the people of the countries want. So this is deeply troubling. It comes at a time when General McChrystal has just issued his report today, his review of the war in Afghanistan. We don't know what the results are yet, but it's widely suspected he's going to be asking for more troops. This has already been the deadliest month for American casualties.
Let me just interrupt. The BBC is reporting here that I happen to have it up on the screen, that McChrystal says the current military strategy is not working. Now, what does that mean?
Well,
that means they need more troops.
Look, I've been talking privately with administration officials about this. The thing that disturbs me the most is the phrase I hear them say, we're starting over. We're starting over on the military strategy. We're starting over on the anti-poppy strategy.
Right.
We're starting over on the reconstruction strategy.
God forbid.
The Bush administration just mishandled this from day two. Day one went pretty good. We overthrew the Taliban.
Yeah.
Everything after that has been completely mishandled, and we really have lost so much time. I'm not sure we can regain it. I don't know if there is a winning strategy.
And Joe, is it correct? I mean, we've got to have Afghanistan's cooperation, especially if we want to really make inroads with the Taliban in that area, as well as Pakistan's. This is a do or die kind of thing in this region. Correct?
It is. And so people have said this is the war we must win. It's not at all clear that the focus on the Taliban, however, is correct. Remember, we went in there to get al-Qaeda. Taliban didn't attack us. They were protecting al-Qaeda. So part of the consideration on what you do differently is to not target the Taliban, not try to overthrow them, but in some ways to start making deals with them, however onerous that might be.
Now, we've just scratched the surface there, I know, but I do have to ask you about another big election in Japan that's taking place where the ruling party was tossed out. Big surprise?
No, people have been expecting it. The polls have been showing this, but it's a surprise, and this is the most complete repudiation of this ruling party, which has ruled Japan pretty much ever since the end of World War II.
Amazing.
They lost one other election, but it was quickly reversed in the next round. But in this case, this is really like the Democrats losing in 1994 in the United States. They lost two-thirds of their seats, so a crushing defeat. There's no need for the new party, Liberal Democratic Party, to make a coalition with them. They'll be able to govern on their own right. And this is a more progressive party, one who has vowed for more independence from the United States, one that was critical of U.S. involvement, invasion of Iraq, a party that has very strong nuclear disarmament stands. So it's good for people who think like we do that we need a Japan that's more active in the cause of nuclear disarmament and less just following the U.S. line.
You know, I don't know, Joe. I mean, look, you know, you got Afghanistan, you got Japan, you got Iran, you got North Korea. I'm not sure you ought to be on vacation with all this going on.
Well, I've been away. Things have been going pretty good. This overture from North Korea, that situation is improving. Increased talks between South Korea and North Korea. Bill Clinton's visit, it really has been paying dividends.
So maybe the more you stay away, the better things go. Is that what it is?
I had a few more days in vacation.
I have the same as the Caribbean.
All right. Hey, thanks for taking time out, Joe. Always good to have you. We'll look for you back in studio here as soon as you're back in town.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Again, it's plowshares.org, the Plowshares Fund. Great guy. Really knows his stuff, and he's a real leader out there. More media stuff to talk about, including Eric Burns. Got to get your take on Howie Kurtz's article this morning in the Washington Post. We talked about it here on the last hour, that a lot of the liberal members of the media, columnists, Eugene Robinson from the Post, Paul Krugman, Frank Rich, are saying, hey, we're disappointed in Barack Obama. Are they being a little too impatient? Eric Burns, Media Matters, our guest here in studio, and you at 866-55-PRESS.
Live streaming audio right now at the brand new BillPressShow.com.
is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546. For you or a loved one, 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free. 800-591-2546. That's 800-591-2546.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Problem in Summit County, a semi-rollover westbound I-70 around the Eisenhower Tunnel. Traffic's being deterred over Loveland Pass. Back around the metro, a couple problems. Right shoulder northbound I-25 got a crash there at Alameda. One on the ramp from northbound Sheridan to eastbound 6th Avenue. And finally, in the cleanup phase, one at 120th and Quebec. Your forecast today, patchy fog in the AM, becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s, possible isolated afternoon thunderstorms as well, but most of the metro should stay dry. Right now, 55 degrees in Denver. John Kirk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Like nonstop.
Absolutely, and there's nothing real about these protests. I mean, these folks, these are very, very well-funded conservative organizations that are popping up, new ones, you know, every couple of weeks, it seems like.
I mean, they wanted the controversy, right?
They're busing people around the country to these
Yeah, but
things.
I mean, the media wanted the controversy.
Absolutely, they want to see the controversy because it's ratings. And,
I remember.
And in August, as you just said, it's a slow media month, so, you know, they want to see the excitement, and I think the conservatives knew that.
On Fox, one of the president's town halls, I remember, I forget who the anchor was, but he said, they broke away from the town hall and said,
if there are any ugly questions, or basically if there's any fist fight, we'll go back to it, right?
Yeah.
But, God, we're not going to stay there unless there's...
Unless there's something really nasty.
Yeah.
Well, and the one, you know, when Barney Frank actually, you know, went back on one of them and challenged one of his hecklers, you know, they made a big thing about that to try to equate what's going on all over the country with these very, very well-funded insider conservative efforts to destroy the conversations in these town hall meetings and equate him pushing back on one constituent asking a ridiculous question.
All right, and so we talked about Glenn Beck, and, you know, Glenn Beck at least is where he belongs, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's at Fox.
Without question.
I mean, yeah, no doubt. But so why is Lou Dobbs at CNN, and why is he alone among everybody else at CNN, he's allowed to spout off his political opinions? Nobody else is. You don't hear that crap from Wolf Blitzer or Anderson Cooper or, you know, Campbell Brown or anybody else.
No, you know.
Dobbs.
And, you know, and I'm not going to speak for anyone specifically at CNN, but I do know that there are a lot of people inside CNN that are very unhappy with Lou Dobbs and the tone that he's taken. And his tone, since we've been putting pressure on him since the whole birther nonsense, he's just gone further and further and further to the right and really sounds more like Glenn Beck every single day. And you have to wonder, what place does a guy like Lou Dobbs have on CNN? And what's dangerous, and what's really more dangerous about Lou Dobbs, is that he is on a network like CNN that people do trust, and they do think have mainstream credibility. And so he gives mainstream credibility to a lot of these ridiculous smears and falsehoods that we have to deal with every day in the media.
And he called me a propagandist, and he called me left of Trotsky, or left of Stalin, a Trotskyite. Yes. Yeah, right.
The names keep coming. I'm sure you'll get new ones next week, Bill, as I know.
So
we get them every day.
Is he planning on running for office? Or
Lou Dobbs, I don't know where he'd run, but God, I hope not. You know,
I mean, it just seems to I was just wondering, like, what is
Lou Dobbs'
plan
thinking?
Is or what his strategy is?
That's a very good question. I think it really comes down to, what does CNN want to do with Lou Dobbs? What does CNN, do they really think this is the brand that they want to have? Because he's one of their marquee personalities. And so they're going to ultimately have to do something. And just, I don't think it was this week or next week, he's going to be joining a whole host of conservative right-wing radio hosts here in Washington for this kind of protest on healthcare reform, where they're going to be coming to D.C. and broadcasting from Washington, and Lou Dobbs is part of the program.
Something makes me think it's the 12th of September. I've seen that somewhere, maybe. Now, I want to come back to Glenn Beck for just a second, because you said on your website you've got a list of people who are still advertising.
That's right. We have a list on our website at MediaMatters.org of folks who are still advertising on Glenn Beck. It's certainly a decent list, and I think that people need to call and have their voice heard. And just
it's an indecent list if they're still advertising, right, on Glenn Beck.
Yes, it's an indecent list, but sizable nonetheless.
Got it. So these are people that have not yet answered the call from Color of Change.
To drop Glenn Beck, that's correct.
And maybe a little pressure might help them make that decision.
Absolutely, that's what's been making this happen all along, is people very politely calling up these companies and saying, hey, are you aware of the kind of speech that you were sponsoring as a company, and is this what you want to be associated with? And most companies have said, no, we don't.
I would defy them. Watch any 1 hour of Glenn Beck, and then tell me you want to be part of that ugliness and that, you know, nonsense. So, you know what, Eric, it's up on your website, MediaMatters.org. We'll also put this and link this on our website.
We will, and Bill, you can shoot me, but we will be tweeting the link as well momentarily.
Great.
That's the first good use of a tweet I've ever heard, I think, in my life. All right. Eric Burns, thank you so much. Good to have you on again. You got to come back often. MediaMatters.org is the website. Media Matters for America. Eric Burns, thanks, man. Good to see you.
Thank you, Bill. Good to see you, too.
All right. I'll be back with a parting shot.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
Listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Ready for some good news on the housing front? Here it is. Right now is a great time to refinance your mortgage and lower your monthly payments with Quicken Loans. In fact, it may be the best opportunity to refinance you'll ever have. 30-year mortgage rates are as low as 5.375%, APR 5.476%. That means now is a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-719-7422. We're America's number one online lender for a number of very good reasons. our quick and easy online process. Pre-approval in minutes. Get to closing in less than half the time of most other lenders. And if you're interested in purchasing, rates as low as 5.375% on a 30-year fixed make it the best buyer's market in decades. To learn more, give us a call today at 800-719-7422 to experience the Quicken Loans difference for yourself. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-719-7422. That's 800-719-7422.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, August 31, my parting shot for today, there are indeed two Americas, the good and the ugly, and we've seen both the last couple of weeks. First, the ugly. All those old, angry, white Republicans who showed up at the town halls, bust into the town halls to make trouble, shout down anybody who tried to speak and oppose health care reform simply because Barack Obama was for it. They represent the worst of America, the most intolerant, the most partisan, the most selfish, and the least intelligent. But just when we were ready to give up hope on America, we also saw America's best. The hundreds of thousands of Americans who lined the streets and highways of Boston and Washington these last few days to say goodbye to Teddy Kennedy. They represent the best of America. They came out in such huge numbers not only to say thanks to Senator Kennedy for a lifetime of public service, but to show their support for the liberalism he embodied. Yes, this August break we've seen the good and the ugly, but don't despair. The good far outnumber the ugly. My parting shot for today, Chris Kofinas, Democratic strategist, tomorrow, and actress Fran Drescher. See you on the radio tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sevatani. It's a monster. And now, it's a killer. The firestorm sweeping through the mountains north of Los Angeles has taken the lives of two firefighters. The vehicle they were in overturned and rolled down a hillside. Deputy Chief Mike Bryant hopes the public will honor their sacrifice.
Please, prayers for the family of our two brothers that we lost.
12,000 homes and an array of communications towers are in the path of the flames. Most homeowners realize they've got to go.
I can regrow a tree, but put my house back together is not something I want to do.
This is Steve Futterman at the Fire Command Post. As daylight arrives here, firefighters are preparing to once again go after these fires full force. Overnight, water drops continued. Fire crews reinforced perimeters. For many firefighters here, this is a day of mixed emotions after two of their own were killed yesterday. Mike Dietrich is one of the commanders here.
The firefighting must go on, although in the back of their minds, I'm sure that this will be out there today and for the next several days.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Fire Command Post in Los Angeles.
In the Bay Area, new information is coming out about Philip Garrido, the paroled sex offender accused of kidnapping an 11-year-old girl, holding her hostage for 18 years and forcing her to bear two children. Maria Christensen tells the CBS News Early Show she met Garrido and his wife when she hired him to print some stationery for her business.
He was crying and they were both crying and she was hanging on to me and he was saying he had been in prison, and I just figured it was drugs because he was so goofy.
The top commander in Afghanistan calls the situation there serious and says defeating the Taliban calls for a new strategy. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, how does this square with what the president has said?
Well, first of all, Frank, War Commander General Stanley McChrystal's statement only underscores the big challenges in Afghanistan. White House sources, though, downplay the notion of any wholesale strategy change at this point, but the door is open to bolster troop strength there. The general did not ask for more forces, but he is expected to recommend that move. The president wants to build an Afghan democracy and destroy Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces, Frank.
The loans the government made to keep big banks from going under are turning out to be a good investment. The New York Times says Uncle Sam has earned $4 billion on the loans. That works out to a 15% annual return. Banking consultant Bert Ely says he's not surprised.
What the government did is make an investment in these banks. These investments were not a bailout. They were investments strengthen the capital position of these banks.
In Louisville, former high school football coach Jason Stinson is scheduled to go to trial today in connection with the death of a 15-year-old player who collapsed during a hot weather practice and died of heat stroke. Stinson allegedly kept his players from drinking water and made them run extra wind sprints. S&P futures are down 6.5 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance. Sam Schlehuber, a farmer's agent.
The people I insure live around me. They're my friends. They're my family.
Greg, a farmer's client.
I really don't need to worry. He tells me all the information, all the options, and then he lets me decide.
It's important for Greg's family to be prepared for the unexpected.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today. For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com because ready feels good.
No one made me see red, burning red eyes. They didn't look healthy, and they didn't feel healthy. I knew it couldn't be healthy. Every time my eyes got this way, I got irritated. But now, I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes brand redness relief drops clear away redness with a fast-acting redness reliever and extra moisturizers that provide a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
Everything's looking better now.
Clear Eyes redness relief drops for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Former Bronco quarterback Jay Cutler returning to Denver. Not a popular reception for Cutler, but the Bears beat the Broncos 27-17. Denver quarterback Kyle Orton cut his right index finger and had to come out of the game. The Broncos play their final preseason game Thursday night at home against Arizona. Loveland's downtown may be reviving. Three vacant retail spaces along 4th Street were seen as symbols of economic trouble. But the Coloradoan reports spaces in the State Mercantile Building are to be rented. the Sweet Spot Ice Cream and the Blue Moon Gift Shop had been there. The spaces will soon be occupied by a coffee shop and an arts and crafts gallery. The annual CU-CSU football game may be on its way back to Denver. A long-term deal could be announced today by the city and the schools, and the game could be in Denver as soon as next year and possibly for several years thereafter. The Buffs and Rams play Sunday in Boulder. And the Rockies are slumping, a season-high five-game losing streak as they lose in San Francisco yesterday. They're off today, and the Mets visit tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the Denver Drive is starting to get busy right now. We're seeing some delays for northbounders on I-25 coming up on Alameda. There's an accident off to the right shoulder. Sounds like police made quick work of another crash. This is also in that area, but on the southbound side of 25, occurred right around Colfax. They've got that moved, but it's still going to be sluggish as you're making your way downtown. Slowest stretch of this morning's commute of the southbound lanes of I-25, pretty much 120th towards 84th, where speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s through that stretch. Surface Street crashes, Chambers in Mississippi, Alameda, and Utica, and they're mopping up an accident on the ramp from northbound Sheridan as they're trying to access eastbound 6th Avenue. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We've got about a 20% chance of seeing some afternoon storms. It's going to be a cloudy day with a high of about 85. Currently, it's foggy and 56 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Xcel Energy's blowout rebates. Get up to $100 in addition to the normal rebate amount of up to $500 when you purchase a qualifying evaporative cooling system from September 1st through the 7th. Submit your rebate application to Xcel Energy by September 30th. Visit responsiblebynature.com/coolrebates for complete details.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station due to...
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
And taking a knee should run the clock out right before the half.
So Walmart checks other stores' prices so I don't have to. And if there's a better price out there, they'll even match it, which means I spend less time shopping around and more time doing the important things, like catching the halftime show.
Okay, ready? 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Yay!
Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
There. Also ate at the Estes Park Pie Company, had their vintage, their patented Brookie. It's a hybrid between a brownie and a cookie. Also ate at the Dunraven Inn. Left my single dollar bill on the wall, posted it on the wall. And got some pictures of some elk, did some hiking. All in all, great weekend. You have a good weekend, Turk?
It was a great one, man. I basically kind of sat around on Friday, played golf early Saturday morning. The golf game wasn't so good. Shot an even 100, Dave. Not good.
Not so good.
Not so good.
Not so good.
And, yeah, considering that a few days before I shot an 86, but...
Did a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time. And then I went to see Reggae on the Rocks on Saturday night.
Cool.
I saw the English Beat, Israel Vibration, Lee Scratch Perry, and Steel Pulse. That was a lot of fun. And then yesterday was a honey-do list and basically just cleaned up the house, cleaned out the garage so we can park in there this winter. Didn't park in the garage all last winter, so this year it is a plan of ours to both be able to move in the garage.
I had one of those weekends a couple weekends ago. We did a lot of chores, but this weekend was just a hangout weekend before I'm about to
take the plunge into writing the first chapter of my book. I've been doing research all the last weeks, watching shows like 30-something, Family Ties, doing a lot of reading. So this week is the
Is Duran Duran going to be featured in your book?
Duran Duran will be in the book.
They will?
They will be in the book.
And yes. Madonna, of course, I hope.
Of course. Of course Madonna will be in the book. A lot of news this weekend. When I was gone, I went on a complete news blackout for at least 24 hours and caught the big news over the weekend. Colorado House Speaker, former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff, making plans to run a Democratic primary against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. That's right. That was the big news, the big political news over the weekend. The Denver Post reporting that various Democratic Party officials have confirmed that former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff is planning a run, a Democratic primary campaign against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. That's going to be our topic of the hour and of the morning. But first, let's do a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, we'll start with national news before we get to all that local news. Over the weekend also, former Vice President Dick Cheney sharply criticized the Obama administration's decision to investigate the abuse of prisoners held by the CIA as he delivered a forceful defense of the full range of interrogation techniques used by intelligence officers, Cheney lashing out at the upcoming investigation into what happened. Not a shocker there. Dick Cheney knows his own ass is on the line, and he could be dragged into court and potentially face charges. So it's not surprising that he is out there freaking out like a baby as these investigations move forward. Business news. Nearly a year after the federal rescue of the nation's biggest banks, taxpayers have begun seeing some profits from the hundreds of billions of dollars in aid that many critics thought might never be seen again. Now, you may remember that because of protests by progressives and conservatives, rank-and-file progressives and conservatives joined in protesting the original plan to simply throw money at the banks with no equity stakes. That's the key here. There was that original plan to simply give the banks a lot of money, not buy stakes in the banks. When the bailout bill first came to the House, it was rejected. It came back with many more safeguards in there, including provisions allowing the government to buy equity stakes in the banks. And so that has resulted in at least some taxpayer dollars being recovered. However, the Wall Street Journal reports that the biggest spur to deal-making among banks isn't private equity cash or foreign investors, it's the federal government. To encourage banks to pick through the wreckage of their collapsed competitors, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has agreed to assume most of the risk on $80 billion in loans and other assets. The agency expects it will eventually have to cover $14 billion at least in future losses on deals cut so far. The initiative amounts to a subsidy for dozens of hand-picked banks. You may remember last week we reported on that Washington Post story about how the bank bailout money, even if we get back some of our taxpayer investment, has been primarily directed at big banks and has rigged the financial playing field for big banks against small and medium-sized banks. The worst part of that, of course, the small and medium-sized banks were the good guys. Right, they were the most stable, and now the bailout is rewarding the big banks that destroyed the economy and eventually helping them put out of business the little guys. The Associated Press reports President Obama ordered federal officials to disclose their contacts with lobbyists trying to influence how the government doles out money. Yet few such communications have been reported, even though lobbyists say they are busier than ever with the multi-billion dollar stimulus. Additionally, President Obama promised to have his meetings with lobbyists and his administration's meetings with healthcare lobbyists televised on C-SPAN. That, of course, has not happened. The Obama administration hasn't even tried to make it happen. The AFL-CIO and progressive groups, according to the Hill newspaper, are pushing a new tax that would hit big investment firms such as Goldman Sachs, reaping billions of dollars in profits while the rest of the economy sputters. The AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the country, would like to assess a small tax, about a tenth of a percent, on every single stock transaction. Now, this makes really, really good sense. If you put a tiny fraction of a cent tax on every stock transaction for you and me, the regular Joe and Jane six-pack, when we invest in our 401k, we're going to end up paying a couple pennies on this tax. Where this tax would really generate revenue is on that day trading, that mass speculation that happens. You know, you're talking about millions, thousands, millions of trades a minute, right? That's exactly what got us into this crisis. So the tax, the idea is that the more you speculate, the more the tax kicks in, the more revenue is gained. So there's a disincentive for crazy speculation, financial disincentive, and it builds a war chest to set aside when those speculators inevitably fail and come asking the government for money. So basically, it makes sure that the speculators have kicked in to their own future bailout. Political news. The Politico reports, after an August recess marked by raucous town halls, troubling polling data, and widespread anecdotal evidence of a volatile electorate, the small universe of political analysts who closely follow House races is predicting moderate to heavy Democratic losses in 2010. That's a changed prediction from most experts from just a couple months ago. Healthcare news, national healthcare news. The Wall Street Journal reports that Senator Ben Nelson, considered one of the key votes for the public option in the Senate, is saying that he is probably not going to support a public option because of his experiences at town hall meetings in Nebraska. He and some other Democrats say it now seems more likely Congress will opt for a, quote, scaled-down health legislation instead of the broader expansion of insurance coverage President Obama is pushing. Washington Post reports two liberal groups are going after Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa in his home state for refusing to endorse a public insurance option as part of health care reform. TV ads set to air there. The Hill newspaper reports that Democratic aides and lawmakers are questioning how their party can pass a health reform bill next month with centrists and liberals at odds over that public option. So more division among Democrats. The fact that they cannot stand up with a spine on the public option is beyond me. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And this is just adding insult to injury. The headline in the Hill newspaper, Dems backtrack on single-payer bill. Some House members who have previously backed a single-payer health care reform bill say they will not vote for a similar measure when it hits the floor this fall. Of the 12 serving House members who co-sponsored Congressman John Conyers' single-payer bill in the last Congress, but not in this Congress, four have indicated they will vote no on a single-payer bill to be offered in the coming weeks by Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York. It just never stops, does it? It just doesn't stop. And our final national news story. The London Telegraph reports that Jason Cook, a citizen in Britain, told The Sun that he spotted the Loch Ness Monster while browsing the Google Earth website satellite photos. Mr. Cook of Nottingham said, I couldn't believe it. It's just like the description of Nessie. I'm looking at the photo here, and it is creepy. It's from Google Earth.
I want to see that. I believe in Nessie, man.
I'll forward it to you. We'll post it on our website.
That's some big, creepy fish thing living in that lake.
There really is. I'm a believer. And
don't they say it's just a big thing of seaweed that kind of flows to the surface every once in a while?
There's something in there, dude.
There's definitely something in there.
And we'll post it on our website. I'll send it over to you right now.
Cool.
And it'll be at www.am760.net. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, here's what we're going to do. After the break, I'll fill you in on all of the Colorado news, a lot of political news. There's a story about the potential Republican Senate candidate in 2010. And the big news this weekend, a Romanoff-Bennett Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. After I do the Colorado News update after the break. We'll get to your call, see how you feel about that. Again, it's 303-713-7600. Do you think it's a good idea? Are you happy that there's going to be probably a Democratic primary between former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff and appointed Senator Michael Bennett? I'll let you know how I feel about it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, we've got some patchy fog around Denver, Dave. It's maybe caused a few accidents. We do have four of them right now in the metro. One on the ramp to Pena from I-70. Also got one northbound Sheridan to eastbound 6. That should be out of your way here shortly. Two new surface street crashes, Chambers at Mississippi, another at Alameda and Utica. That's near Sheridan. In the high country, though, that's where our major problem is. Westbound I-70 still shut down at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Got a semi-rollover accident. Traffic now being detoured over Loveland Pass. Single-digit speeds approaching, going up the hill there. So if you can avoid it, that'd be advised. But doesn't look like there's any other alternatives for you unless you want to go around 285 and over Independence and some other options like that. Your forecast today, morning fog to mostly sunny with a high of 85. Small chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly to the east of the metro. Our current downtown temperature, 57 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your future arrives on September 9th. The E3 Career and Resource Fair is where you can explore new...
Are you in a job you hate? Wonder why you haven't found the career you love? The Streeter Opportunity Group has helped many in the same position with their Life 101 Living Backwards course, guaranteed to give you a plan and a mentor. Register by September 7th and receive a discounted tuition rate of $99. You have nothing to lose, except that job you hate. Call the Streeter Opportunity Group, 720-401-2161. That's 720-401-2161. Clinical Research Department at New West Physicians is currently looking for volunteers to participate in a clinical research study. If you're between the ages of 18 and 85, have a diagnosis of high blood pressure, hypertension, and are being treated with 1 to 3 medications, including an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, have a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes treated with any of the following: diet, exercise, oral diabetic medication, or fixed-dose insulin, then you may qualify to participate in this study. Researchers are looking to evaluate the effects of FDA-approved hypertension drugs on diabetes control. The study will last approximately 31 weeks. If you qualify, study-related tests and drugs are provided at no charge. You'll receive reimbursement for time and travel. To see if you qualify, call 303-785-5992. 303-785-5992. That's 303-785-5992. Or online at nwphysicians.com.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Meet Hank.
Hey.
Hank used to be unhappy all the time.
Man, I'm unhappy.
He'd mope around at work because he was uninformed about the wonderful world he lives in.
Oh, what a world.
That is until he discovered the Listen Live feature at AM760.net.
Oh, what's this?
Now, Hank is more outgoing.
Hey, everyone.
And it hasn't hurt his love life either.
Hey, ladies.
That a boy, Hank. AM760.net. Click Listen Live and enjoy.
Yeah, you got that right. Oh, man.
Man. 7:23 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on the last day of August. Sorry to see August go. Such a bummer. Last week, this is the last week of summer. But fall's a good season. I'm gonna start talking up fall.
Don't fool yourself.
Fall's a good
fall
season.
Fall stinks.
No, it's okay. Come on, man.
I'm really an optimist.
Don't get me down.
No, fall stinks, dude. You can keep... Well, September's all right. October, November... Oh, Oh, I hate these months coming up, Dave.
Yeah.
I wish I could hibernate for 2 months.
Yeah, well, I gotta start talking up. I can't stand the winter. I'm just not a winter guy. I'm a summer guy, so I'm sorry to see the summer go. All right, let's get back to the news. Let's do a Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, as I said, a ton of Colorado political news over the weekend. Of course, the one weekend I go away to Estes Park for a little into a little news vacuum, a whole bunch of stuff breaks. First headline, Colorado candidate McGinnis protests poll as harmful. Colorado Republicans will take a straw poll in the gubernatorial race at their fall meeting in Keystone, despite candidate Scott McGinnis's concern that it will lead to party infighting. McGinnis last week sent a letter to the Colorado Republican Executive Committee saying the party's focus should be on defeating Democratic Governor Bill Ritter in 2010. McGinnis, the former congressman, is running in a primary against Senate Minority Leader Josh Penry and businessman Dan Mays. McGinnis said he will skip the meeting, but Penry will attend. So this suggests to me that McGinnis thinks his candidacy is actually weaker than it's being portrayed. Denver Post reports, Democrats attack Colorado's road funding proposal. A Republican lawmaker's plan to devote a stream of money to fund roads over 10 years would wreck the state budget, Democratic critics argue. Senator Greg Brophy, the Republican, last week suggested Colorado should earmark a portion of the general fund budget to generate a total of $3.8 billion for transportation. Denver Post also reports authorities are investigating a report that a man protesting health care reform at a Grand Junction rally threatened to kill Congressman John Salazar, the Democrat. Salazar's staff became concerned after discovering the suspect personally visited the congressman's Grand Junction office Thursday with Mesa County Commissioner Janet Roland and others. Not surprised that there may be a death threat against Congressman Salazar. There have been other death threats against other members of Congress in this health care battle over the summer. Denver Post reports a Washington group that works to get Republicans elected to the United States Senate reserved two internet domain names for former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton, the Republican, who will announce soon whether she is entering the race. A spokeswoman for the National Republican Senatorial Committee said Friday that the registration is not a sign of an endorsement for any particular candidate. Dick Wadhams, known here on this show as Dick Wad, the Republican Party chairman, is now trying to quell protests in the party that the National Republican Party is trying to pick winners and losers in that upcoming Senate primary. One candidate who is out of that Republican Senate primary over the weekend, Republican Senate candidate Ken Buck, the Weld County District Attorney, is reportedly dropping out of the race. Sources told the Denver Post that Buck is expected to make his announcement that he's dropping out today. Some healthcare news locally. Statistics from Colorado Health Department show two doctors are responsible for referring more than a third of the patients on the state's medical marijuana registry. The Denver Post reports that out of the roughly 10,000 medical marijuana patients on the registry, 75% received their recommendations from one of 15 doctors. And you can bet that the right-wingers in the state government are going to try to rake those doctors over the coals, unnecessarily, in my opinion. Denver Business Journal reports, Denver is now the 16th largest television market in America, up two notches from last year's number 18 ranking by Nielsen Media Research, and the change will likely mean a much-needed boost in advertising revenue for local TV stations. Also in the Denver Business Journal, David Skaggs, the executive director of the Colorado Department of Higher Education and former congressman, will step down on September 11th after 2.5 years in his current job. And, as promised, the big news over the weekend, the headline on the front page of the Saturday Denver and Colorado section of the Denver Post, Romanoff has eye on Senate, Democrat to run against Bennett, sources say. Former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff is poised to mount a Democratic primary campaign against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. Urged to challenge Governor Bill Ritter as he seeks re-election in 2010, Romanoff has instead turned his attention to next year's Senate race, sources close to Romanoff told the Denver Post. One source reported that Romanoff offered a campaign position to a veteran Democratic strategist. Mike Litwin, the Denver Post columnist on Sunday, wrote not a very good piece, but a telling piece. I thought the piece was kind of weak in the amount of assumptions that it made. For instance, it made the assumption that that a primary will weaken the Democratic Party. I certainly don't think that's true. I think that's a lot of insider nonsense. But Litwin did correctly, in my opinion, note that Bennett has cast a number of votes and taken a number of positions that could cause him serious problems in the Democratic primary. Our final news story from Colorado, at least about the race, 538, the political tracking site, the big one by Nate Silver, the statistical expert, notes that a Colorado primary challenge looks like a win-win for Democrats. So the idea that somehow running a primary is a bad idea or will weaken Democrats, it's just a lot of nonsense. That's your Colorado News Update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, so what's your opinion of this? Do you think Andrew Romanoff should run in a Democratic primary against Michael Bennett? How happy are you with appointed Senator Michael Bennett? Here's my take. I think it's great that there's going to be a Democratic primary. I think the more primaries, the better. I think Michael Bennett has cast a terrible vote against, for instance, remember that old cram down issue? Michael Bennett voted with the banks to prevent judges from adjusting home mortgages when you're going to be foreclosed on. Bennett's also taken about 15 different positions on health care. In the Denver Post over the weekend, there's a story about his town meeting on health care in Pueblo where he says he supports the public option but doesn't think it's going to pass. To me, that's not leadership. He's also not taken any position whatsoever on the Employee Free Choice Act. Now, there's going to be people who are going to argue, well, a primary is going to weaken the Democratic Party. A primary is bad for the Democratic Party. But I don't think it's right that the Democratic nominee for the United States Senate is chosen by one person, Bill Ritter. I think Democratic voters deserve a say. I think a vigorous primary is important. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. We got open lines. 303-713-7600. Do you support a primary against appointed Senator Michael Bennett? He's never run statewide for office. He's never run for any public office whatsoever. What's your take on this? Is this going to weaken the Democratic Party? Are we going to potentially lose the seat?
Are there better candidates out there, Dave?
Are there better candidates than Romanoff? That's a good.
I mean, that's
another
good
question.
You don't want to lose to a Republican. You know, you got to keep that Senate seat as a Dem. And
yeah, but I don't think having a primary weakens the Democratic Party.
Who would have a better chance of whoever they sent up as the Repubs? Would it be, you know?
Well, I think Jane Norton.
Bennett?
If Jane Norton is the nominee, she's a tough nominee.
Right.
And
now
so
it's going to be interesting, man. Next year's going to be super interesting.
It's going to be really interesting. And I'll just give you one personal story. Those who say that Democratic primaries weaken the Democratic nominee, up in Montana, up in 2006, the presumptive nominee wasn't supposed to have a primary. He ended up having a primary. A big scandal came out in the primary. And the eventual Democratic nominee, who beat him in the primary, who beat John Morrison, ultimately was the stronger candidate who went on to win that Senate seat. Had there not been a primary,
yep,
the candidate with the scandal would have lost the general election. So we want to know from you. What do you think? 303-713.
Somebody needs to run against Max Baucus.
Seriously. I completely agree. And I got to tell you something. The other good thing, and I should mention this.
Rich Lover.
The other good thing about a primary, I think it's going to make whoever wins a primary a better senator. They will have to take more concrete positions. Michael Bennett will not be able to dance around all these issues. And when you call us, 303-713-7600, don't just tell us whether you support or oppose Bennett, support or oppose a primary, and what you like or don't like about him, but what issues you want to see take center stage in a Democratic primary. 7:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we have a new multi-vehicle accident. It's blocking the left lane of westbound 270 at York Street, already back up to I-70. Also some problems in the opposing lanes. Eastbounders jamming from 25 to Vasquez. Southbound I-25 stop and go up in North Glen and Thornton, 120th down to 84th. Also busy heading into downtown. Now we have a spilled load. Stacy, truck is actually leaking oil onto the highway, northbound I-25 at Colfax. So that's going to be a little slick there. Also got this crash in the high country, rollover, semi-rollover over westbound I-70 right before the Eisenhower Tunnel. Traffic's being taken off, and you have to use Loveland Pass, so that's taking people quite some time to get into the high country. A few other surface street situations, a crash on the ramp to Pena from I-70. Also got one at Alameda and Utica, and finally Chambers and Mississippi. Forecast, patchy fog in the a.m. becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, possible isolated afternoon thunderstorms as well, but most of the metro should stay dry today. Right now we're at 58 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Cheaper, better, faster. Denver International Airport has the most parking at the best prices for your travel needs. No coupons. Visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK for more information.
Win a new Vespa scooter.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week only, get half-price tickets to the Colorado Fall Home Show. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
More. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
Insured by Humana Insurance Company. All applications are subject to underwriting approval. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions may apply. Rates quoted are for a 39-year-old non-smoking male living in Chicago, Illinois. Rates vary by age, location, and benefits selected. According to CNN, over 2.5 million jobs were lost in 2008, with hundreds of thousands more layoffs already this year. Now more than ever, providing affordable health care is one of our most urgent issues. Humana understands your need for affordable health insurance. The Humana One plan has rates as low as $78 a month for individuals and gives you the coverage you need at an affordable price. You could get a flexible health insurance plan that includes prescription drug coverage and low copays with affordable monthly premiums. Call 888-294-2887 today for your free quote. It takes just minutes and there's no obligation. Humana has been one of the most trusted names in healthcare for over 40 years. Get the healthcare you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Humana today at 888-294-2887 for your free no obligation quote. That's 888-294-2887. Again, 888-294-2887.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch it. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
8, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and crack. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And Elite SafeFlight Repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite SafeFlight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
7:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. On the last day of August, the big political news in Colorado, former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff planning a primary run, a Democratic primary, against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing? Do you think this strengthens the Democratic Party or weakens it? Conventional wisdom, as regurgitated by Mike Litwin in his column on Sunday, says, oh, it might weaken the Democratic Party. That's a lot of hogwash. There's a bunch of evidence out there that Democratic primaries, and primaries in general, strengthen general election nominees. And I don't know about you, but a guy like Bennett who's never run statewide before, never run for any public office whatsoever, the idea that we should simply assume that he's going to be a fabulous general election candidate strikes me as patently absurd. The one thing Bennett has going for him is that he's shown a pretty good ability to raise money. He's raised about, I think, $3 million. But as the Denver Post has reported, most of it, the vast majority of it, is from out of state. And that just shows you the kind of calculus going on here. That Bennett's calculus is, look, I've never run for office in Colorado. I've lived here only for 9 years. I don't have many roots into the community, but I can raise a whole boatload of special interest cash from back in D.C. And so it seems to me his calculus is that he's going to try to buy the race. And I think it's a great thing that Andrew Romanoff is going to run. And I say that not only because Romanoff has a fairly solid Democratic record, but because the political calculation Romanoff will need to follow in order to win, his path to victory in the primary is one where he runs as a progressive. Now, I'm not one of these people who trusts politicians. I've worked with too many of them to trust their good instincts or their heart. I know in the age of Obama, we've been taught to believe, hey, if a guy's a good guy, we should just trust that he'll do the right thing. That's not the way I see politics. The way I see politics is that politicians, even the best ones, the best people, are at heart, in some way, opportunists. And how they see their opportunity is how they end up voting and governing. In this case, a Romanoff primary, Romanoff's best path to victory, the way I see it, in the primary, is to run as a progressive. Take progressive positions and run as a progressive. And that will make Bennett more progressive. That will make the eventual nominee more progressive. And therefore, I think it will make the nominee a better general election candidate. And I think Romanoff's got a progressive case to make. Michael Bennett's taken 15 different positions on the healthcare issue. Just this weekend in the Denver Post, there was a story. He says he supports the public option, but doesn't think it's going to pass, and so may not support the public option. That's like 15 different positions. He hasn't taken a position on the Employee Free Choice Act. He voted against the cram down legislation. Remember that legislation that would have allowed bankruptcy judges to force banks to write down their terms of loans so as to prevent people from being foreclosed on? That's the kind of power bankruptcy judges have if you own a second vacation home or an investment property. Why shouldn't that power exist to help everybody else? Bennett votes with the big banks. So I think Romanoff's got a strong case to make, and I think a primary is good. Some will say that the primary is going to weaken the Democratic Party. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave. I'm big on the primary partially because I think Romanoff's somebody who people in Colorado will get behind and campaign for. And I don't think Gail Norton's a negative enough candidate that the Democrats will get out and campaign against her. So I don't see anybody who says, hey, let's go out and campaign for Michael Bennett. He's my guy, and I don't think he'll have a strong campaign.
Why do you think people will campaign, as you say, for Andrew Romanoff and not for Michael Bennett?
Well, he's a known quantity in Colorado. He's been here for years. He, you know, was term limited out. Wasn't he Speaker of the House?
That's right. He was the Speaker of the House. He was term limited out. That's right.
You know, and I don't think that enough people, and I don't either, pay really close attention to the local politics. A lot of it's branding and Democrat or Republican. But as I recall, he had a relatively progressive viewpoint. He was tied in with the victim assistance movement in Colorado, which is pretty big here. And so, you know, I think he's got enough ties. And even though I'm more of a Mike Miles guy, you know, if you saw the big push there was for him when Ritter was appointing somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of people who are pushing for him then, and you know they'll all come out when it's time to campaign for him.
Yeah, I think there's a big chance that Romanoff can galvanize the grassroots of the Democratic Party here in Colorado that I think, frankly, has felt a little bit snubbed. I mean, I think the grassroots of the Democratic Party, the base of the Democratic Party, has felt snubbed in some ways by the way Mark Udall campaigned. I think the grassroots of the Democratic Party has felt snubbed in the way Ritter went about appointing somebody who had never run for public office before to such an important Senate seat, a really unknown quantity in Michael Bennett. And I think the grassroots of the Democratic Party feels that the problem in an institution like the U.S. Senate is that we don't have enough people who are straight shooters. We have too many people in that institution who take 15 different positions on the major issues. And I think Michael Bennett has walked right into that stereotype. Not taking a position on EFCA, voting with the big banks on the cram down issue, taking 15 different positions on health care. And I think Romanoff, if he runs the right campaign, can galvanize a very frustrated base of the Democratic Party. Josh, thanks for the call. Antonio and Thornton. Antonio, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think Romanoff is more than qualified, and I think that people didn't get a choice, and I think that's what democracy is about. He was crammed down our throat, and let the people speak. If the people want Bennett, you know, so be it. If they want Romanoff, so be it. The people need to decide, not the governor of state of Colorado.
Who would you back at this point?
Well, I've been to see Bennett, and I think he's a little wishy-washy. I was at Westminster's town hall meeting, I guess. School was still on, so probably around March or April. And the questions that were asked, he didn't seem to take a position. He's pretty much was, it depends. I've also seen Romanoff in our district, our school district that I work in, and I would probably support Romanoff. But you know, let's put it out there and let's see what let him take a stand, make some commitments.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the, you know, there's all this talk that it's some sort of insult or it's unacceptable for Romanoff or somebody else to run in a primary. It's offensive. I think that's a lot of nonsense. I think the presumption that we should simply coronate nominees of both parties, by the way, this presumption that the national party should be able to coronate Democratic or Republican nominees and circumvent contested elections, that's what's offensive. And so I'm with you. Let's have a choice. Why is everybody so afraid for there to be a choice? Right? I mean, we can all refrain from saying, well, I'm going to vote for Bennett or Romanoff and agree, I think, on the most fundamental issue in our country, agree on democracy. There should be a choice. Antonio, thanks for the call. TJ in Aurora. TJ, you're on AM 760.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey there.
This is TJ.
Yes, sir.
I think that a primary is a superb idea. And I reject totally that the governor of the state of Colorado can appoint a senator for the people of the state of Colorado. Where is democracy in the different positions that Mr. Bennett has taken? Really disturbs me. For example, like you said on the cram-down issue, when people are in hurt and they're about to lose their homes and they want to give the bankruptcy judge the authority to, you know, to downgrade an interest rate or mortgage or something, where people really need help. And he, I believe, voted against that.
He did. And I should be clear. Mark Udall, who some progressives have had problems with, Mark Udall voted for cramdown. So yes. Bennett, in that instance, I mean, he was really out there. He was one of, I believe, and I'll check this during the break, I think he was one of only 13 Democrats in the Senate to vote against that proposal. And let's be clear.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Votes like that are connected to a senator like him being able to raise a huge amount of out-of-state cash, right? Those
right.
two things are connected. A big money vote like that is connected to him being able to raise a huge amount of out-of-state cash. And TJ, I'm with you, man. Again, why is everybody afraid? Why is everybody so afraid of a choice? And I think it speaks to the idea that there are some in the Democratic Party here in Colorado, and certainly some in the National Party, who believe that big money should be able to coronate a Democratic Party nominee, that we, Democratic voters, should not be able to have a choice. Hey, TJ, thanks for the call. 7:50 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the potential Romanoff-Bennett Democratic primary. What do you think about this? A good idea or a bad idea? Are you on the side that says a primary will weaken the eventual Democratic nominee and maybe put that Senate seat into Republican hands? Or are you of the belief that it's good for there to be a choice? And if so, why? Do you think Michael Bennett has cast some offensive votes? Do you like Andrew Romanoff, the former Colorado House Speaker, better? Where do you come down in this? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Single-digit speeds creeping across westbound 270 from I-70 all the way to York. That's where we have a crash still blocking the left-hand lane. Also problems in eastbound side, 25 to Vasquez. Probably everybody just slowing down, taking a look there. Accident cleanup still on the right shoulder west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. However, traffic is able to get past the crash scene and through the tunnel now, so that you don't have to use that detour of Loveland Pass. That's nice for you. Also got to crash Alameda and Utica. Should be out of your way shortly. Same deal on the ramp to Pena from I-70. Other stop and go, southbound 25 up in Northland. Again on southbound 2 1/4, Parker Road to 25. Northbounders also tapping the brakes there from the spillway all the way to Mississippi. Speeds in the teens in that stretch. Forecast, morning fog to mostly sunny with a high of 85. Small chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly to the east of the metro. Our current downtown temperature is 60 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save with the all-new super price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like selected sizes of King Soopers bread, fresh express garden salad, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
I love drain solvers. Let me count the ways. One, they out on time, every time. Two, they're...
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET. 800-700-DIET. Or gogetthin.com.
Form your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind. Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
7:53, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear at Presidential Brokerage. You can reach Mike and his team at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Mike, you know, we hear get a market update from you most of the time, but I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you this question because it's a more general meta question.
Okay.
We're talking about all these different investments, how to make sure your 401k is protected, all of those kinds of things. My question is, how do you in general, do you guys over at Presidential Brokerage calibrate whether portfolios have the right kinds of things in them?
Ooh, good question. And to really give that a fair answer would probably take a long time, but very quickly, we need to know what you're trying to accomplish. But one of the things we can do, there are about 19, 20, 21 different technical characteristics that are all wrapped up into a single score. And I can apply it to a mutual fund. I can apply it to a stock. Let's say you called me, David, and said, I own XYZ mutual fund or XYZ stock. I can plug it in to our computer, and it will come back with a composite score looking at a lot of different technical characteristics. And from a technical standpoint, a charting standpoint, it'll rank it from 1 to 6, 6 being the best, 1 being the crummiest. And so it's very quick and simple. If you give me a symbol, I'll plug it in, and it'll tell me your score, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Obviously, we want it to be a 4, 5, or 6 and avoid the 1, 2, 3. So if you really want to know, give a call this morning, and we'll tell you what your score is from a technical characteristic, and then we have to plug that into all the things you're trying to accomplish. But that's a quick and simple way to know.
So it's not a crystal ball. There's actually some science to it, and you can reach the team at Presidential Brokers at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. They can elaborate on their science of this, and again, reiterate that this is not a crystal ball. There is some science, there is some math behind all of this, and you can reach, again, the team at Presidential Brokers at 303-694-1600 for more on that. Mike, thanks for talking. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, David, thanks.
Attention homeowners, President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
757 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about the potential Romanoff-Bennett primary. What do you think about that? Denny in Boulder County. Denny, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
John Turk's the greatest.
He is.
The announcement about Romanoff running made my whole month of August.
It's a big announcement. I mean, this is a big deal.
It's huge. I have been a Democrat, like, forever. I've been collecting Social Security for a couple of years now. About a month and a half ago, I went up to Boulder and changed my registration from Democrat to independent, unaffiliated, because I'm just so frustrated with the big three for me are Mark Udall, who does not represent my position, both on Iraq and, I generally agree with them on environmental stuff, and then he comes out in favor
on the nuclear stuff. Yeah. Well, like, listen, I hate to cut it short, but we got to get the national news. But I hear you. There's a lot of discontent out there with the Democratic elected officials. We'll talk more about this after the break. Stick around.
Now there's a lot of ways. My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. California fire officials say it's a matter of life and death.
There's a mandatory evacuation order. Obviously, the fire is here.
A massive wildfire burning the mountains north of Los Angeles has almost doubled in size since last night, covering 85,000 acres now. Some people living in harm's way say they won't take any chances.
We're ready to go. Most of our stuff is already down the hill.
Others are determined to stay as long as they can.
I'm here for the last stand, making sure that the house that my dad, my brother, and I built doesn't get burnt down.
CBS's Hattie Kaufman tells us the flames are feeding on dry brush.
There's been a drought here for years. This brush is just bone dry, and it's burning in an area that hasn't burned in almost half a century. So it is going up and going fast.
Mike Dietrich with the Forest Service says efforts to cut the flames off haven't made much of a dent.
We still only have 5% containment on the fire. We still have 2,800 firefighters still active. They're still actively fighting the fire.
Two firefighters have been killed, and Dietrich says it's only a matter of time before the flames reach Mount Wilson, the site of any number of TV, radio, and cell phone towers, and two giant telescopes. Southern California fire crews could use a big rainfall, but Hurricane Ximena is still far away. Government forecaster Robbie Berg says the system is about 400 miles south-southeast of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
Right now it's just a very powerful Category 4 storm, very dangerous, and we really need residents and tourists in the area of the Baja Peninsula to keep watch of this storm.
Up in the Bay Area, sheriff's deputies have been digging up a yard next to the home of Philip Garrido, the paroled sex offender accused of kidnapping J.C. Dugard when she was just 11 and holding her hostage for 18 years.
Neighbors discovered that he was a registered sex offender, and they thought because of that that somebody was keeping an eye on him. Neighbors are now really quite angry that this could go on for years, yet nobody looked deeply into his yard.
CBS News correspondent John Blackstone. After a solid week of searching, the Coast Guard finally gave up hope of finding three men who vanished on a fishing trip well out into the Gulf of Mexico. But James Phillips tells the CBS News Early Show he and his two friends never thought they wouldn't make it back.
God just watched over us the whole time. I knew we was coming home.
The men were saved when another boater spotted them clinging to the hull of their capsized fishing boat. Well, Mickey Mouse, say hello to Spider-Man. Walt Disney is buying the Marvel comic book company and its 5,000 cartoon characters. The deal comes with a $4 billion price tag. The woman whose recipes were dinner party classics for a generation of Americans has died. The New York Times says Silver Palette Cookbook co-author Sheila Lukens, the force behind the new American cooking of the 1980s, died of brain cancer. She was 66. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower. The Dow Industrial's now down almost 100 points. This is CBS News.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Every month we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like Geico's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. Geico.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite. Easy squeezy lemon peasy.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY.
Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium or late withdrawal, no extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. State Republicans will hold a straw poll of gubernatorial candidates this fall, but not all their candidates will be there. Former Congressman Scott McInnes says a straw poll vote will just create party infighting. He says he'll skip the GOP's fall meeting. The Denver Post reports party chair Dick Wadham saying Republicans are excited about the poll. McInnes is running against Senate Minority Leader Josh Penry and businessman Dan Mays for the right to challenge Governor Ritter next November. Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora is the first site in the Air Force Space Command to go solar in a big way. Buckley plans to install a solar array that will cover 6 acres and generate up to 1.2 megawatts of electricity. The annual CU-CSU football game may be on its way back to Denver. An announcement could come today about a long-term deal that could begin with a game next season. The Buffs and Rams play Sunday in their season openers in Boulder. And former Bronco quarterback Jay Cutler greeted by loud boos last night in Denver. But Cutler and the Bears beat the Broncos 27-17. The Broncos' final preseason game is Thursday night against Arizona at home. Finally, the Rockies are slumping. They've lost 5 in a row after yesterday's loss in San Francisco. They'll take on the Mets at Coors Field tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where a couple different crashes really messing with this morning's commute. The worst being westbounders on 270. You're going to find a crash near York. It's backing things all the way up to I-70. Speaking of 70, you're going to find delays as you're heading westbound coming up on 270. Your speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s in there. We've got a crash southbound I-25. This one's south of 76, causing problems as you're trying to get out of Thornton and Northland. In the high country, they're cleaning up that semi-accident that occurred west of the Eisenhower Tunnel, but you're going to still find some slowdowns as everybody turns their head to check it out on the right shoulder. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot day temperature-wise with a high of about 85 degrees. Overnight low dropping down to 60. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently 61 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Beat the summer heat with low Walmart prices on everyone's favorite brands of ice cream. 56-ounce Blue Bunny Premium Ice Cream for $2.50, 24-ounce Hershey's Chocolate Syrup for $1.68, and 7-ounce Ready Whip for $1.98. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the...
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week only, get half-price tickets to the Colorado Fall Home Show. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
It's football season. Now, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Big news over the weekend. Former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff is likely going to run in a Democratic primary for the United States Senate in 2010 against appointed Senator Michael Bennet. That was the big news over the weekend. And the question of the hour is whether you think that's a good idea, a bad idea. Some say this is not a good idea. It's going to weaken the Democratic Party. The old conventional wisdom saying that Democratic primaries and primaries in general weaken general election nominees. The other side saying this is great. Bennet has never run statewide, has cast a number of really odious votes and taken a number of odious positions on issues. And we, as Democratic voters, need a choice. Well, what do you think of the choice of Andrew Romanoff? Do you like him? Or do you think he's not a very good choice? 303-713-7600. The column by Mike Litwin on Sunday in the Denver Post made some pretty snarky and I think silly assumptions, but also made some good points as well. The silly assumption is that a Democratic primary weakens general election nominees. Tell that to Montana Senator John Tester as just the latest example. He ran in a primary. The National Party told him not to. He ran in a primary, ended up winning the primary up there in a far more, by the way, far more Republican state, Montana, than Colorado. So a far more difficult general election. And he ended up winning that seat, being a much stronger nominee than the guy he beat in the primary. And that's just the latest example. I write about that in my book, The Uprising. I was up there in Montana for part of that race. I was living up there. And I think this is great news. I think this is just fantastic news. And I just think we need as much of a choice as possible. And I just think that those who say that the National Party should be able to dictate to us who the Democratic nominee is here in Colorado, I just think are really kind of odious people themselves. First and foremost, I believe in democracy. I believe there should be an election to fill Ted Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts. I don't think the governor should just be able to appoint whoever he wants. Sorry, I don't. And I know that may imperil health care. But my take is that if it's going to imperil health care, then they should make the special election for that seat as soon as possible. I don't think that because it imperils healthcare, it means there shouldn't be democracy. If there's one thing that I think we should all be able to agree on, it's that there should be a small d democratic choice for party nominees and for elections. Let's go to the phone and see how you feel. Let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760.
Well, hi there. I got a very interesting postcard from Michael Bennett, yours and my appointed senator. And it says, the headline of it is, Senator Michael Bennett is working to lower health care costs and make sure everyone can keep their insurance. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But then it says, the other headline on the back is, Michael Bennett is working to pass consensus bipartisan health care reform. And it was paid for by
the pharmaceutical researchers. Yeah, the pharmaceutical industry, right. And look, this is the issue that I was talking about in the last hour, is that Michael Bennett, if there's a major criticism of him, it's that he's taken 20 different positions on the major issues of the day, on health care. Right in the Denver Post this weekend, at his town hall meeting in Pueblo, he says he was pushed. He says he supports a public option when pushed, but said it's probably not going to pass, suggesting that he will vote for a health care bill without the public option. Now, I don't know about you, but I want my elected officials to be political leaders, to say I support whatever it is they support, and I'm going to fight for it. I'm not going to say, well, I support it, but it won't pass, so I'll end up not supporting it. That's a lot of nonsense. And that's why you see, as you mentioned, the pharmaceutical companies backing Michael Bennett. Because they want somebody who doesn't take ironclad positions on health care. Robert, thanks for the call. Frederick and Aurora. Frederick, you're on AM 760.
Mr. Sirota, you and Mr. Turk are doing a great job.
Hey, thanks, man.
I appreciate you guys, man. You keep me informed. I just wanted to make a statement and a comment about our two senators.
Go for it.
My statement is, whenever you hear those guys talking about bipartisan support, they've sold out already.
I think that's right, and I think that's an important point. I think, for the most part, when you hear the term bipartisanship, unfortunately, what that has come to mean is joining with the other party to screw the regular person.
Exactly. I couldn't figure out why I kept getting emails later from both senators last week and saying, do not reply. Well, the Post put out, I forget what this organization is, secret money or whatever, saying how much the senators took. Now, they have taken a lot of money, both of them, from the health care insurance, and Senator Bennett just got there, and he's taking a lot of health care insurance money. And the other, my comment on him is, I hope Romanowski kicks his butt in the primary, because I am through with both of those guys. They are bought and sold by the healthcare insurance industry.
And look, I think that's the perception. I mean, I think that's the feeling.
That's a fact, not a perception.
No,
that's a fact.
Well, and I mean, it's, look, you can say it's a fact between the votes and the money. What I think is, what is a fact? What is fact is that that Michael Bennett has raised a huge amount of money from out of state.
But that doesn't mean nothing. We are the voters. We already know we've been duped by the Democratic Party. They're no longer progressive leaders.
Well, and that's why, and look, I think that the reason why the Democratic Party has not been what people have wanted it to be in the past is because the Democratic Party has not had, especially in Colorado, has not had a vibrant primary process, right? That primaries make candidates more accountable to voters by making them more afraid of voters, by making them more afraid to not represent the interests of voters. That's why I say it again. The more democracy, the better. I think every member of Congress, good or bad, deserves a primary. I think a primary makes legislators better. I think that Diana DeGette, who's going to be on this radio program later this week for an hour to take your calls, I think Diana DeGette, she casts great votes. She should have a primary. Because I think Ed Perlmutter, who I like very much, should have a primary. Not because I think they're bad people, not because I don't think they're good legislators, but because I think that they become better legislators by facing voters more often. And that's why you're going to hear a lot of insiders and a lot of National Democratic Party people and a lot of pundits try to say that a primary is not a good thing in the U.S. Senate race. When you hear that, that's the establishment talking to you, saying it doesn't want elected officials to represent the interests of regular people. Frederick, thanks for the call, man. Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Well, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
I'm in favor of a primary. Bennett was anointed by the Democratic Party leadership, and in particular Governor Ritter, and I think we need to have an opportunity to make a choice.
What about the idea that it might, whoever wins the primary won't have as much money because they will have to spend those resources and then maybe come into a primary weekend?
Well, from my perspective, then it's incumbent upon me to financially assist with regard to the general election, and I will, assuming a couple of things. First of all, I'm done after 60 votes in the Senate and incredible majorities in the House of Representatives, and nothing but excuses from the Democrats. You know, I'm done in part by voting for a Democrat just because he's a Democrat.
And I think a lot of people feel that way. I really do.
I've really gotten to the end of my rope there, and maybe it's time to tell some people, some of the Democrats, that, you know, you might lose an election. You ridicule, you abandon the progressive wing of your party, and, you know, you're going to have a problem. And the problem's going to be that you know, I will seriously be looking at third-party candidates to determine whether any of them are worth a vote. You know, a lot of it depends on you know, for me, a major issue is health care. And in that, a major issue is the public option.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's going to, for me, with regard to Bennett, it's going to be, you know, how he stands on that issue. And I'm in Perlmutter's district, and it's going to, the same thing is going to apply to Ed.
Yeah, and look, we heard from Ed Perlmutter a couple days ago, well, last week, where he said he didn't know if he was going to vote for a bill, a final health care bill, whether it had a public option or not. We hear Michael Bennett saying, I technically support a public option, but I don't think it's going to pass, and therefore I might vote for something that doesn't have it in it. We hear John Salazar saying the same exact thing. When pushed, I support a public option, but I might vote for a bill that doesn't have it in it. What that really says is we have in Colorado people who aren't sure they want to be leaders. Being a leader means I support this and I will fight for it, and I'm not going to accept the conventional wisdom from Washington that says that it won't be able to pass. And that's certainly what we're not getting from Bennett. And I think a primary, no matter who wins that primary, better guarantees more concrete positions and more concrete progressive positions. And I think that's what most of us really want. Thanks for the call. 818 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. A Romanoff-Bennett primary, where do you come down? Who do you like in that potential Democratic U.S. Senate primary? Do you think there should be a primary? 303-713-7600. We'll get back to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Heavy jams just north and east downtown on westbound 270 due to a multi-vehicle accident. Now it's blocking the left-hand lane. Been there almost an hour now. It's at York. Already see single-digit speeds back past I-70. Eastbounders also sluggish there, approaching downtown 25 past Vasquez. New crash on I-25. It's for southbound side just after I-76. These jams extend all the way back into North Glen at 120th Avenue. So getting between North Glen and Thornton and downtown, just a bear right now. Also busy in Auroras. Both sides stop and go, beginning at Parker Road. For southbounders, it ends at the Tech Center. Northbounders just after Mississippi. Up in the high country, Summit County, accident cleanup on the right shoulder west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. However, traffic is able to get past the crash scene now. Also dealing with some patchy fog around Denver, so do be careful with that. Your forecast, like I said, patchy fog this morning, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Possible isolated afternoon thunderstorms, but most of the metro should stay dry. Right now, 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ski Breckenridge, Keystone, and Arapahoe Basin, and Vail or Beaver Creek for 349.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids Danskin Now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are $6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you're unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see.
What is it?
Comcast. Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
A free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Harbin program, is your head spinning on the healthcare debate yet? Left versus right versus free market? Who's got the answer? I'll debate Yaron Brook of the Ayn Rand Institute. Plus, James Hoffa, general president of the Teamsters Union, joins me for our labor segment to tell us what's going on with healthcare and express carrier legislation. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Harbin program.
It's the Tom Harbin program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, we're talking about the potential Democratic primary for the United States Senate between former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff and appointed Senator Michael Bennett. The news broke this weekend that Romanoff is considering a primary. Where do you come down on this? Who do you support in that potential primary? Do you think it's a good idea for there to be a primary? 303-713-7600. And if you think there should be a primary, why? And what issues do you want to see take center stage in a primary? Healthcare? The war? What issues are you dissatisfied with appointed Senator Michael Bennett? What are your complaints? What issues do you want to hear from Romanoff on? What do you have concerns about where he comes down on certain issues? 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll go to Jack in Arvada. Jack, you're on AM 760. Yeah.
Very good, very good. You know what you ought to do, David? You ought to get Romanoff on your program, on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him an email yesterday. It came back because I sent him to the State House. So that's the latest one I had. But let me tell you something. Ritter made the biggest mistake of his political career when he appointed Bennett. Bennett is a lightweight. And look at what he did in Pueblo. He was wishy-washy. And that tells you, like you said, everything about where he stands. No backbone in regards to the public option. But I would like to see Andrew on your show. I really would. The sooner the better.
Well, we will invite Romanoff. And by the way, we will invite Michael Bennett on the show as well. We will extend an invitation to both of them as soon as when Romanoff announces his candidacy. My guess is, and I will triple check, but my guess is that, you know, the story didn't break this weekend that Romanoff had announced a primary. The story broke that the Denver Post had confirmed with people that Romanoff has been talking to that Romanoff is indeed planning a run. So we will offer up, and I think we'll offer up an hour.
But even if even if he doesn't show up, even if he's not going to run, and I think he will, it'd still be interesting to have Romanoff on because this guy is a real skilled politician. Of all the politicians that I've seen in a long time, this guy's got poise. This guy's experienced. This guy's smart.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think a lot of people believe that. A lot of people believe that too about Bennett. The question, though, is that Bennett has never run for an office. And I think people wonder how connected he is to the community and to voters here.
He's not. Listen, we had Bennett to our luncheon, and he was a speaker when he was the presenter.
Mm-hmm.
He and Johnson, when he was running for superintendent. He's shallow. I mean, even in all the time he spent in the schools, I mean, the schools have not improved one iota. Because, hey, listen, he had no background, no experience. I was on the job learning, and you can't afford that as superintendent. Thanks again, David.
Hey, thanks so much, man. Let's go to Ross in Centennial. Ross, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. I called you several months ago and spoke to you about the fact that Governor Ritter was never contested in a primary.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got someone that he appointed, someone who never was contested in a primary. He appointed someone. It doesn't surprise me at all that he appointed someone who never has run for office before. I don't know if you weren't here when he got elected, when Governor Ritter got elected, but he lucked out running against Bob Beaupre. The Republicans beat each other to a pulp in their primary for governor last time. Beaupre won out, but in my mind, Governor Ritter lucked out running against Beaupre, because Beaupre ran the most inept campaign I ever seen in my life. I think Governor Ritter is just the perfect example of what happens when you're not contesting our primary.
And that's a really, really important overarching point here, is that when you don't have a vibrant democracy, whether contested general elections, because look, there's a lot of members of Congress around the country whose districts have been gerrymandered to the point where they don't even have contested general elections. When you don't have contested elections, you get politicians who feel free to do things that don't represent their constituents. Why? Because they don't fear electorally those voters. They listen to and end up fearing, if anything, big money. And so you're absolutely right. I think you can make a good case that one of the reasons why Bill Ritter has made vetoes and issued some statements against communities like organized labor is because he has not feared and he has not faced a contested Democratic primary. In other words, this is your right. This is what you get. And so if we want a better senator, if we want better legislators, then we're going to have to, I think, encourage vibrant primaries. We have to reject the idea that a primary is unholy or unacceptable or offensive. I think what should be offensive to people is the idea that a group of party bosses should be able to coronate party nominees. This is why we have small d Democratic nomination fights on the Republican and Democratic side. It's because we're supposed to be a democracy. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Yeah, sure, David. Thanks. Bye.
Shirley and Thornton. Shirley, you're on AM760.
Hi. I just want to say that I feel ripped off. I feel ripped off. I mean, on November 5th, we were all so happy. Democrats are in power. We're finally going to get people that are working for us. And guess what? We can get squat. They still haven't done anything that helps the people. I'm just not, I feel like I don't want to vote.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people feel that way.
I won't ever vote for a Republican, but I just will leave it blank. If they don't start working for us, then they, you know what? Oh, you know what? They maybe can't vote for a public option. Maybe I can't vote in an election.
Yeah, I think that the calculation is that at the end of the day, after millions and millions and millions of dollars of television ads, that you as a Democratic voter, you will, quote unquote, fall in line. That you're going to say,
nope.
Well, you know what, I'm not going to vote, you know, it's the lesser of two evils,
nope.
And I'm not going to vote for a Republican. I mean, here, I'll give you an example. Just my wife and I were talking over the weekend. I got real problems with Bill Ritter. I mean, I got real problems with him. Ultimately, if he ends up as the Democratic nominee against somebody like Scott McGinnis, if I don't vote or I vote against Bill Ritter, I am sacrificing the future of this state because Scott McGinnis is so bad. And so, you know, this it is demoralizing, this idea that we have to choose between the lesser of two evils, or I don't want to call Bill Ritter evil, but, you know, like, the, you know, we have to choose between somebody who's not really inspiring, to say the least, and somebody who's truly a lunatic like Scott McGinnis. So, I mean, they're banking on you and I ultimately falling in line, which is fine, except there should be a time where we can have a choice that's safer than that, right? That's safer than having to cut off our nose to spite our face. And that time is in a primary.
I mean, I won't vote for Ritter again. What difference has it made to me? That's the whole thing right here. They have watered everything down that they have pushed through the Senate, and they watered down the cram down. They took that out. They wouldn't put a cap on credit card bills. Now they don't want a public option. What difference does it make?
Well,
I'm not feeling it.
And that's the thing. As I said, the safe place to express that that anger. And I'm not saying you shouldn't express it in the general election, but the best place to express that, that's what a primary is for, right? We can actually have these debates and these fights and these arguments without fear of throwing the election to a Republican who's going to do truly destructive things, right? I mean, we can duke it out over the public option, over cram down, over bailouts, over the Employee Free Choice Act in a robust Democratic primary, and not fear that we're going to end up throwing the election to some crazy right-wing Republican. Without a primary, every single debate like that is fired through the prism of, we're going to elect another Wayne Allard, right? We're going to elect another Republican senator, which I give you, the Democratic Senate has been absolutely disappointing. Michael Bennett taking 15 positions on health care, not coming out in support of the Employee Free Choice Act, voting against cramdown. It's pathetic. It's disgusting. It makes me sick. But that's what we should expect from a senator who raises most of his money from out of state and doesn't face a primary. I think we can expect more if there is a vibrant primary. Thanks for the call. 834 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about the huge political news of the weekend here in Colorado. A potential high-profile marquee U.S. Senate primary. Former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff planning to run in a Democratic primary against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. Where do you come down on this? A good idea? Bad idea? You happy with Bennett? You're not happy with Bennett? You like Romanoff? Maybe you don't like Romanoff. And what issues do you want to see take center stage in a Democratic primary? 303-713-7600. We got some open lines. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Hey, Dave, you know who Andrew Romanoff reminds me of what looks like anyway?
Who?
The guy in Better Off Dead. Blaine, what's the actor's name? John Cusack.
Lane Myers.
Lane Myers.
He does look like Lane Myers.
Don't you think Romanoff and John Cusack might be brothers from another mother?
They look almost identical. I never even thought of that. And the thing is,
whenever I see Romanoff, I think of John Cusack.
I saw this picture of him in the Denver Post. It's like the one thing I was like, I was sort of taken aback by. And I know Romanoff. I've met him a couple times, and I'm friendly. I wouldn't say I'm friendly with him, but we you know, he's a good guy.
You guys hang?
Yeah. No. Well, we don't hang. The rumor on him is that he doesn't hang out very much with anybody. He's such a serious policy wonk. That's the rumor on him. But he looked so young in that picture. He's only 1 year younger than Michael Bennett, but he looked like, in that picture in the Denver Post, he looked like he was like in his 30s. He's 43.
He leads a stress-free life.
He doesn't
have any children.
I don't think so. Dude, I don't got any children. I got a head of gray hair.
Oh man, I got three kids, and every day I get a little more gray.
Good, man. You're looking good.
Feeling good too, man.
All right, man. Let's get a traffic.
All right, sorry about that. Still working this multi-vehicle crash westbound 270 at York. These delays and backups go all the way back past I-70, and speeds barely popping into the teens, so avoid that if you can. Also, some curiosity slowing for eastbounders beginning back at I-25. More areas stop and go, northbound 225 Park Road to Mississippi, and on westbound I-70, Peoria down to 270. That's due to that crash. In the high country, Summit County, they do have accident cleanup, right shoulder, west of the Eisenhower Tunnel on westbound I-70. Traffic used to be diverted over there to Loveland Pass, but people are getting through the tunnel now. A couple new accidents, one at Wadsworth and I-70, another westbound Hamden at Santa Fe, three cars involved there. Your forecast, morning fog to mostly sunny with a high of 85. Small chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly to the east of the metro. Our current downtown temperature is 60 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ski Breckenridge, Keystone, and Arapaho Basin and Baylor Beaver Creek for $349. The Arapaho Basin Bonus Pass is the best way to ski Colorado. Purchase your pass at Sneagrab this weekend. Call 1-888-ARAPAHO or go to arapahobasin.com.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you...
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Attention XL Energy Electric customers. Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate could be reduced at any time? Last year, the Solar Rewards rebate that allows you to save up to 60% on solar dropped by a full dollar overnight, raising the out-of-pocket cost of a solar power system by several thousand dollars. Don't let this happen to you. Call Independent Power Systems today to lock in the full rebate for 1 year. Locking in the rebate does not obligate you to buy, but will ensure that you'll receive the full discount if you do go solar. Other companies are charging up to $1,000 for this service. Independent Power Systems will lock in your rebate for free. And remember, Boulder County residents can still go solar for zero down and one annual payment using the Climate Smart Loan Program, but you must attend a workshop before September 1st. Don't miss this historic opportunity to save up to 60% on solar. Visit solarips.com/rebate or call 303-443-0115 for details.
Selling vehicle in his class.
Mr. O?
Yes?
Did you say the pilot seats 8?
I did.
And the pilot's available with four-wheel drive?
Correct. Are we back to the pilot again?
Do you mind? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's okay. Like I was saying, the Odyssey has the best resale value of any minivan. Oh, wait, you want the pilot, right?
I think so. I don't know. It's definitely one or the other.
Exactly. The 2009 Honda clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking.
Mr. O?
Based on R.L. Polk & Company, U.S. retail registrations, minivan and midsize SUV segments, January 8 through March 09. Vehicles projected resale value specific to the 09 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Kelly Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelly Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Call Colorado Roofing. Go to ColoradoRoofing.com. That's ColoradoRoofing.com.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shore, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. At 9, we're going to pause the debate and talk to the author of the 5280 magazine piece about Joseph Corbett, the man who sparked an international manhunt after he murdered beer baron Adolf Coors III in 1960. He was found dead inside his Denver apartment last week from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 80 years old and had been suffering from cancer. 5280 magazine had run a profile on Joseph Corbett, who was part of that legendary murder case in Colorado history. So we're going to take a pause after the news at 9 to talk to the author of that 5280 magazine piece. In the meantime, we'll continue our discussion about the potential Romanoff-Bennett primary. Where do you come down? Are you for Bennett? Are you for Romanoff? Do you think a primary is a good idea? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600 is the number again, 303-713-7600. Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I'd love to see a primary. I don't know a lot about Romanoff. I admit I don't follow the state legislature as closely as I should. I know he was the head of one of the two houses. But Bennett not going for Employee Free Choice Act, that was enough for me to say, hey, let's get rid of this guy. So I just would love to see someone else in there.
Yeah, and I think it's probably fair to say that a lot of people don't necessarily know Romanoff's record in the legislature, and I think that that record would obviously come out in the primary. I mean, Michael Bennett has somewhere around $3 million for television ads, and so I'm sure Romanoff would be criticized. I know he's been criticized in the past from some progressives about some of the things that were done in the legislature in that special legislative session about immigration a few years back. So I want to be clear. I'm not portraying Andrew Romanoff as any perfect candidate. Neither of these people are perfect candidates. What I am saying, and we have to hear where Andrew Romanoff, by the way, comes down on an issue like single payer, on an issue like the Employee Free Choice Act, on an issue like the public option, on an issue like cram down. Now, we know where Bennett is, or we know that he's not anywhere on some of these issues. We know that he hasn't taken a position on the Employee Free Choice Act. We know that he was one of only 13 Democrats in the Senate to vote against that bill to allow judges to force banks to rewrite the terms of loans to make sure people don't get foreclosed on. Mm-hmm. We know that Michael Bennett's taken a bunch of different positions all over the map on health care, saying when pushed that he technically supports a public option but doesn't think it's going to pass and therefore might vote for a health care bill without the public option. So we know where Bennett is on these. We don't know where Romanoff is. And I think in order to win a primary, Romanoff will have to come at Bennett from the progressive populist perspective. And my guess is that he will. And I think ultimately what that would mean is a nominee, whether it's Bennett or Romanoff, who has taken more concrete positions. My take is this, and I think I'm speaking for a lot of folks out there, that if we can say that there's one huge problem in the Democratic Party right now among elected officials, it is that we have too many Democratic elected officials who take 15 different positions on every issue. That the problem in Washington is not that we need more Senate votes, we got 60 votes, not that we need more House votes, it's that we need more of those people who are those votes to actually take positions, stick to them, and fight for them. And I don't think that's what we have right now in Michael Bennett. Maybe a primary will make him more like that. And if it doesn't, then maybe we'll have another Democratic nominee. Brian, thanks for the call. Let's go to Errol and Greeley. Errol, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I met with Bennett in a packed IBEW hall, and I pinned him down and asked him specifically to champion and sign on to the Employee Free Choice Act. I knew at the time, because my wife worked in education, that he was a plutocrat and that he really wasn't a Democrat. And this man, I have never seen such a weasel in my entire life. If we allow him to become our senator, we'll end up with a senator that is just like the man that appointed him, another Republican with a D in front of his name. I'm going to back Romanoff. If he runs, I'll back him. I don't believe in perfect people. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect.
Right.
I don't even know you, but I know you're not.
I'm definitely not perfect.
Bennett is the second richest man in the Senate. He only cares about the wealthy and about the corporations. That's where he's taking his money from. The fact that he's not going to back health care or the Employee Free Choice Act really is immaterial with regards to Romanoff, because this is all going to be cut and dried and in the toilet before Romanoff ever starts stomping the bricks. So we'll have whole new issues to deal with, but we're going to lose health care over people like Bennett. We're going to lose the Employee Free Choice Act over people like Bennett. And we're going to continue to have a miserable economy because of people like him.
And I think that's going to be the case against him. I mean, I think that's going to be, you know, if there's one thing that we've learned, right? I mean, and it's amazing how some Democrats really haven't learned this. But if there's one thing that most of us have learned, it's that when Democrats go back and forth and they parse on issues and they flip-flop, and I was for it before I was against it, before I was for it, and I'm for it, but I'm not for it, but maybe I'll be for it, and call me later and I'll tell you if I'm for it. What we've learned over and over and over again is that that is the way not just to lose on legislative fights, that's the way to lose elections. And so
the way I told him, Dave, I said, the first thing my father taught me as a kid is if you straddle a fence, you get slivers in your butt.
That's exactly right, man. And I know it's been put the other way. What? The only thing that lies in the middle of the road is roadkill, right? I mean, I'm butchering the old Molly Ivins-ism. But it's exactly right. And you know, again, we have to understand that it's part of the reason why we have so many Democrats like that is because the National Democratic Party, through its use of money, through its attempts to crush grassroots democracy, have made sure that many, many senators and congresspeople don't have primaries at all. And when they don't have primaries, these members of Congress feel like it's okay to be in the middle of the road and to ultimately sell us out. Errol, thanks for the call, man. 847 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go back to the phones. We'll go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, you know, Dave, I just want to know where to send the check and where to sign up.
For who? For Romanoff?
For Romanoff. I mean, right now, I mean, I look at Bennett as essentially a nail, and I was looking for a hammer, and Romanoff's the hammer. We just need to nail this guy. I mean, he is such just a typical just Democrat in terms of just being, like the previous caller said, a weasel. And we need, you know, regardless of whether I agree with everything, and I know Romanoff's record pretty well because I do follow the state Senate and mm-hmm. the state House, but I need a hammer. He's my hammer. He's the only one I've got right now. Please run. We need to absolutely, anytime one of these senators acts like a nail, we need to find a hammer.
That's a really good way of putting it. That's a really good way of putting it. And the thing with Romanoff is, you know, like him or not, I think it's fair to say that he has about as good a chance of running a really strong, credible race as anybody out there, right? I mean, this is not going to be a fool's errand, I don't think, if he runs. This is a guy who's been in Colorado politics, knows how to run for office, and, you know, again, like him or not, the dynamic that a serious primary challenge creates is only a good one. I worked for Ned Lamont, right? The guy who ran against Joe Lieberman in the primary where everyone said it was crazy for him to run. When Ned Lamont ran in that primary and he won that primary, and granted, he lost the general election to the same candidate, Joe Lieberman. But when Ned Lamont ran in that primary and pounded it home, was the hammer on the issue of the Iraq War, it changed the whole national debate about the Iraq War. That's the power of a primary. That's what we could have here in Colorado. Thanks for the call. 849 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still got this crash, Dave. Several cars involved. Westbound 270 at York. Looks like it's moved out of the left-hand lane, but still seeing some really slow speeds. Back around I-70. Eastbound is also sluggish. 25 to Vasquez due to some curiosity slowing. Only other spot right now with stop-and-go conditions. Northbound 225, Park Road to Mississippi. Usually the jams are on the opposite side, but still a little heavy there. Speed's a little better, though, as you're approaching the tech center. Also got these crashes. Wadsworth to I-70. Three cars involved. Westbound Hamden at Santa Fe. New one at 17th and Stout. And in Summit County, still cleaning up that crash and early rollover by semi there before the Eisenhower Tunnel. However, traffic is able to get past the crash scene now. Your forecast, patchy fog in the AM, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Possible isolated afternoon thunderstorms as well, but most of the metro should stay dry. Right now, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to be a millionaire? Your odds of winning $1 million have never been better. Be a top player at Canyon Casino this month, and you could qualify to win a seat in Harrah's Million Maker Slot Tournament in Lake Tahoe. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
Randy Rhodes.
Your bank has more information about you than your doctor does. Your employer has more information about you than your...
And taking a knee should run the clock out right before the half.
So Walmart checks other stores' prices, so I don't have to. And if there's a better price out there, they'll even match it, which means I spend less time shopping around and more time doing the important things, like catching the halftime show.
Okay, ready? 2, 4, 6, 8.
Who do we appreciate? Yay!
Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I want to suck your...
I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
That was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
There is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
AM 855 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the 9 AM national news update, we're going to talk to the 5280 magazine writer about Joseph Corbett, the man who sparked an international manhunt after he murdered beer baron Adolf Coors III in 1960. Corbett was found dead inside his Denver apartment last week from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 80 and had been suffering from cancer. And we're going to talk to 5280 magazine about his life and the saga of that famed story in Colorado political history. But we'll go back to the phones for the rest of this hour about the potential Andrew Romanoff, Michael Bennett primary. What do you think about it? You think it's a good idea, a bad idea? And who do you support? Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Good.
When I look at Bennett, he reminds me of the last scene, one of the last scenes in Pirates of the Caribbean, where you have the British captain and his ship's just being totally trashed. He was saying, "Will you fire? Will you fire?" And he says, "Well, but I made a deal. But I made a deal.
Yeah,
I made a deal.
Yeah." In other words, you're saying that he's sort of wishy-washy.
Well, I think what he's saying is that he'd be willing to let everybody get trashed health care-wise than actually do the right thing.
Yeah, and I think that's the perception right now. Remember, the new poll came out a couple weeks ago showing that Bennett's approval ratings and disapproval ratings were extremely troublesome for a potential Democratic nominee. I mean, his poll numbers are really weak. Now, granted, a lot of Democrats in state, their poll numbers are particularly weak. Governor Ritter's numbers are incredibly weak. So I think there's a lot of general frustration out there at the Democratic Party. And, you know, I'm just not convinced. I'll just make a political case to you. I'm not convinced that Michael Bennett is such a great general election nominee to keep this seat out of the hands of the Republicans. Bob, thanks for the call. Leslie in Greeley. Leslie, you're on AM 760.
Hi, I know I got just a minute. I want to weigh in for Romanoff. I think he's great. I think he's progressive. I'm very, very disappointed in Ritter and Bennett. I'm not going to vote for either one of them. I have voted for Democrats now the last 15 years in Colorado, expecting to get something progressive. And I'm going to vote green next time. If I'm going to throw away my vote and not get anything done, I might as well throw it away on a party that I really like.
What in particular are you bothered by about Michael Bennett?
I am bothered by that he didn't support that Employee Act, that he's probably not going to weigh in on health care very progressively. I heard him speak. He was the keynote speaker at UNC's graduation last spring. He gave a riveting, wonderful speech, and I was all excited, and he was saying all the things that Obama had said, and I thought, good, Obama will have some good support there. Then we see him get there, and he just does the middle-of-the-road thing.
Do you think that's Michael Bennett, or do you think that's a product of being in the U.S. Senate? Is that what happens to everybody?
I think it's Michael Bennett.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you, right, because for every 10 bad senators, there are some good ones. There's Al Franken, he's a good progressive vote. There's Sherrod Brown, he's a good progressive vote. There's Bernie Sanders, he's a good progressive vote. And you can be a good progressive vote and represent Colorado. Thanks for the call. All right, more on this after the national news.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
Are you looking to lose 10 pounds or more? Well, if you're between the ages of 21 and 55 and you live in this listening area, you now have a chance to try one of the most powerful weight loss breakthroughs ever discovered for free. It's called Apamine, and it's only available in right-size smoothies. In a moment, I'll give you the toll-free number you can call to start losing weight for free. Years of clinical testing helped earn right-size a government patent, and now it's being made available to the public. It's unique. Clinically powerful combination of ingredients allows you to lose weight naturally and effortlessly without feeling hungry or deprived. And if you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the smoothies. For 2 full weeks free, call now, 1-800-500-3305. Apamine is one of the most powerful weight loss discoveries ever available. While supplies last, you can experience it free for 2 full weeks. Again, to reserve your free 2-week trial, call now, 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. North of Los Angeles, wind-driven wildfires continue raging in the hills, threatening thousands of homes and critical radio and television transmission towers. Let's get more on the biggest of the blazes from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
The fire here continues to burn and to grow. Overnight, it doubled in size. It's now burned just over 85,000 acres. L.A. Fire Captain Mark Savage.
That just shows you how dry the fuel is, how aggressive this fire is burning, and how this fire can really is... No stopping it to this point.
Officials say 21 homes have been destroyed. Hundreds of others remain under threat. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Fire Command Post in Los Angeles.
Residents on Baja California are bracing for Hurricane Ximena, which is closing in a Category 4 powerhouse with winds of 145 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pash. The
government of Mexico has issued a hurricane warning for a portion of southern Baja California Peninsula, and a hurricane watch is extended up northward toward the south central part of the peninsula.
Investigators are expanding their probe into the alleged kidnapper of J.C. Dugard. One place they're looking, says CBS News correspondent John Blackstone, is the property next door to where Philip Garrido allegedly held Dugard for 18 years.
This is a place that Garrido was once the caretaker of, and the resident who lives there now says that when he moved in, they found something disturbing, and that was that the building, there were locks that would lock someone into the building, but not that would lock someone out.
The authorities in Northern California say they're checking a number of cold case killings in the area where Garrido lived. The horrific call was made to 911 on Saturday. Guy Hines Jr. telling police he found the victims of what appears to have been a mass killing inside a mobile home in Brunswick, Georgia. 7 people were dead. Of the 2 survivors, 1 has died. The other remains in critical condition. So far, no arrests have been made, nor have police disclosed details of the murders. In Afghanistan, 2 more American troops have been killed in a roadside bombing, bringing the number who've died this month to 47. August has been the deadliest month yet in the Afghan war. The U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says the U.S. and its allies need to change course so the cause is not lost. CBS News military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland.
Seems to be proposing an alternate strategy to a degree, and that is to attempt to transfer responsibility more and more to Afghan security forces, but it costs, and that could take at least 3 years and perhaps even longer for the police force.
$4 billion buys a lot of comic books. That's what Disney's paying to acquire Marvel Entertainment. Media analyst David Joyce says it'll add the likes of Spider-Man and Iron Man to Mickey and Donald.
The Marvel acquisition is a smart strategic move for Disney. It helps to address an important large portion of the demographic that they haven't been addressing as well, meaning younger males.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 76. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado lawmakers today are expected to hear from injured workers about their experiences with workers' compensation. The session is part of a series of meetings by a legislative committee to look into Pinnacle Assurance, the state-chartered workers' compensation insurer. State Republicans will hold a straw poll of gubernatorial candidates this fall, but not all their candidates will be there. Former Congressman Scott McInnes says a straw poll vote will just create party infighting. The Denver Post reports McInnes will skip the GOP's fall meeting. Buckley Air Force Base in Arizona, the first site in the Air Force Space Command to go solar in a big way. Buckley plans to install a solar array that will cover 6 acres and generate up to 1.2 megawatts of electricity. And the annual CU-CSU football game may be on its way back to Denver. A long-term deal could be announced today. The Buffs and Rams play Sunday in Boulder. Former Bronco quarterback Jay Cutler greeted by loud boos last night. But Cutler and the Bears beat the Broncos 27-17. Denver plays its final preseason game on Thursday night at home against Arizona. And the Rockies are slumping. A season-high 5-game losing streak has them tied with the Giants for the NL wildcard lead. Colorado's off today. They welcome the Mets tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're still seeing some heavy pockets on 270 as you're trying to make your way across Commerce City. We had an earlier accident that occurred right around York. It's now out of there, but it also did cause some late delays for westbounders on I-70 as you were trying to access 270. 225, a little bit sluggish on the approach to Iliff. The rest of the highway is starting to recover fairly quickly. Off those main roads, we've got crashes in the works at Hampton and Santa Fe, Wadsworth and I-70. One of them occurred downtown, 17th and Stout. Hopefully they'll have those all out of your way shortly. And in the high country, they're still cleaning up that wreck on I-70 once you get west of the Eisenhower Tunnel traveling westbound. Now it's off to the right shoulder, but catching some looks. That's where a semi rolled over earlier today. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 85, 86 degrees. Currently, it's already 66. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What can you do if your baby's crying? First, check physical needs. Is he hungry, tired, need to...
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Attention all food fans. The first ever Top Chef Master has been named, and the new season of the regular flavored show has begun. Chef Rick Bayless came out on top after his master's battle with competitors Hubert Keller and Michael Chiarello and won $100,000 for his favorite charity. Next came the new season premiere with 17 new chef contestants fighting for the title of Top Chef.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining showbiz. Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
Know about what happened. Tell us the story of Joseph Corbett, how he became famous. And I'm most curious, you know, after he was involved in this murder of Adolf Kors III, how he ended up getting out and living as a free man.
So I assume you probably want the short version of how
yeah.
Corbett became Corbett.
Right.
He grew up in Seattle, Washington. He was a very, I guess, quiet, studious kid. He was very awkward, though, as well. He was about 6 foot tall by the seventh or eighth grade. And he really liked science and math. And when he was a high school student, a lot of people saw that he had a lot of ability in mathematics and science. And he got A's in those classes, but he dropped out of a lot of classes. He had an inability, I guess you could say, to really kind of follow through on something. So he dropped a lot of classes. He got A's in a lot of classes, and he graduated with about a 3.0, and he went to the University of Washington, where he majored in physics. And he kind of continued that same trend while he was there of taking classes, dropping them, things like that. And when he got to Washington, he scored a 91 out of a 99 on a general assessment test. And that sounds, hey, you know, that's an A range. Well, it was far beyond that, because most kids at Washington, most incoming freshmen, were scoring somewhere between 51 and 61 on the test. So he was extremely bright. He went to Washington for 3 years, and in the middle of his junior-senior year, although he was technically a sophomore by credit because he was dropping so many classes, he was out fixing a banister in his a railing on the patio of his parents' suburban Seattle home, and his mom fell off and died. She fell into a grate, and police have seemed to think that that might have been the spark point for him, in terms of he became even more isolated. He became angry. He started showing kind of an affinity for weapons. So he dropped out of Washington, went to the University of California at Berkeley, dropped out after a month, murdered an Air Force sergeant in apparent maybe stick-up robbery, and then eventually ends up in jail in 1951. So he did the murder just before Christmas of 1950. 51, ends up in prison. He ends up taking a psychiatric evaluation where his IQ is measured about 148. So he's obviously still a brilliant guy. And so he goes through, and about 1955, he has a discussion with his dad while he's behind bars. His dad is the Telegraph editor at the time of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, hey, I'm thinking about when I get out of here, I'm going to get my master's degree.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. Let me ask this question, though. Let me stop you here. And we're talking to Robert Sanchez. He's the writer of a 5280 magazine article about Joseph Corbett. And the man who sparked an international manhunt after he murdered beer baron Adolf Kors III here in 1960. Corbett was recently found dead in his Denver apartment. So let me get this straight. So he goes to jail in the 50s for murder, and yet he's going to get out relatively soon. Did I hear that right?
Well, what he does is he gets out in Chino, California, but it's because he sneaks out. He's somehow is able to, like, jimmy a window open. He hides some clothes in very kind of B-movie fashion in the, what would you call it, the where all the clothes are kept in this big bin. He puts on some new clothes, escapes out the window, never to be seen again in California, right? So
he escaped from jail. He wasn't let out. He escaped from prison for that first murder.
Yes.
Okay. And then where does he go?
So he escapes. He ends up in Los Angeles, where he works for an ice company for about 6 months. And then there's some question of how he actually came to come to Colorado, but it appears that there was a coworker in Los Angeles who had come back from a trip and basically said, hey, Colorado's this great place, fantastic. So they're just kind of sitting around talking about it. And Corbett decides that he's going to come out to Colorado. Now, I don't know if he took a bus or a car or what, but he ends up in the Pearlmore Apartments at the corner of Pearl Street and Colfax in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. And he basically starts this life up, and he takes the name of his brother, whose name is Walter Osborne Corbett, but he calls himself Walter Osborne. He signs up. He lists himself as having a wife. He names his wife after his mother, after his deceased mother, and starts at the Benjamin Moore painting factory, basically mixing a resin, and he works nights. And basically what he's doing is he's working nights because he decides that he needs some cash. He needs between $250,000 and $500,000 to essentially not work for the rest of his life. And remember, this is in the 1950s, so he starts stalking Adolf Kors III. And literally, he's at the library reading about him. He finds out where he lives on Steel Street, and he's planning to kidnap him. So he's got this whole plan, and he's ready to spring it around 1957. But Kors and his wife, Mary Grant Kors, who's the granddaughter of former Governor Grant in Colorado, and the kids decide to move near Morrison. So he can be a little bit – so Adolf can be a little bit closer to the Golden Brewery, but he can still have kind of his own life. He really enjoyed cattle and kind of the whole ranching idea. So Corbett follows him up there. He's buying guns. He's buying shackles. And in February 9th, 1960, he parks over a bridge at Turkey Creek near where C-470 is now, waits for Kors to come. It's early in the morning, and Kors comes down the road in his travel all, and Corbett is blocking the road with a canary yellow Mercury. And from there, it's kind of up in the air as to exactly what happened. Witnesses heard two gunshots fired. There was blood found at the scene. Kors's glasses were found in the creek when they drained it. And Kors, for all intents and purposes, that was the last place that he drew a breath.
So it's not clear, obviously, whether the murder, it doesn't sound from your description that the murder of Adolf Kors III by Joseph Corbett in 1960 was premeditated.
No, it doesn't appear deliberate because there was a ransom note that was written, and it's difficult to decide if it was written right before the attempted abduction or after, when he knew he had killed Adolf Kors. But after Corbett shoots Kors twice, he dumps his body in Douglas County near kind of the foothills near Sedalia, and heads back to Denver. And his car is just caked in mud, and police actually use some of that mud in court to basically say, you were here and you were here and you were here. But he goes back to his apartment at the Pearlmore Apartments, the third floor, and he has his letter, and he mails it off. Before he mails it, he actually stops over at a cleaner's and gets six shirts cleaned. So he drops all that off, and then he drops off a ransom note that to Mary Kors, and it just says Mary Kors on it, and he waits. And basically it says, we want $500,000, and if you're ready to do that, put a classified advertisement in the Denver Post saying that there's a tractor in Fort Lupton. So Mary Kors and her family put the ad in, and it's never answered.
We're talking to Robert Sanchez. His article in 5280 magazine documented the life of Joseph Corbett, the man who sparked that international manhunt after he murdered beer baron Adolf Coors III in 1960. Corbett was found dead last week in his Denver apartment from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 80 and had been suffering from cancer. All right, so cut to the end of this story. So Corbett goes to jail. He gets out. How long did he serve, and how did he get out? I mean, this is a guy who by your telling of the story, I mean, he went to jail actually twice for two separate murders, and yet at some point he got out.
In 1973, the Colorado legislature essentially started to liberalize the laws as it came to prisoners, prisoner rights, 1960s, 1970s. And basically what the legislature did in 73 was change the law a little bit to say essentially that life didn't necessarily mean life in prison. And what it meant was that if you were given a life sentence, if you've served 10 years or more, you deserved a parole hearing. So around that time, Corbett has a parole hearing, and you can imagine how well that went. But at the same time, he did make some headway in prison. And this is what I find extremely fascinating about Corbett. He continues being this highly intelligent, very studious man. He goes in and he becomes an X-ray technician and basically like a paramedic. And he's credited with saving people's lives. He actually makes some dentures for an old man who had lost his teeth. So the people in prison, the warden, people who work with him, think very, very highly of him. And in fact, when he gets out of prison, they have to hire a full-time person to take Corbett's spot.
Wow.
That he provided, you know, the work for free inside the prison. So he makes all these friends in prison. So by around 1976, 77, and 78, there's this really big groundswell of support in Canyon City to get Corbett out. And at that time, he's nearing, 17, 18 years in prison. So he's actually, at the time, if you can believe this, one of the longest serving prisoners who is in the prison at the time. So what happens is, he ends up getting paroled the first time in about 1978, 1979. The problem with that, though, is he gets to, take a really quick step back. They wanted to parole him first to Washington State. Washington State would not take him, and he didn't have any kin out there who would take him. So in 78, 79, there is this cousin, kind of a long-lost cousin near San Francisco, who says, I'll take him. They don't even know each other. Corbett comes out for a day or two, then leaves a note, says, I'll be back, and he flies back to Colorado, he says, to close out a bank account at a Cherry Creek bank. Well, that's a violation of his parole. They find him a couple days later, round him up, and send him back to prison.
When did he ultimately get out?
1980.
So by the time he commits, apparently, suicide last week, he had been out of prison for almost 30 years.
Yeah, almost 3 decades.
Almost 3 decades. Robert Sanchez, his article, you can find it at 5280 Magazine. He wrote all about Joseph Corbett, the man who sparked that international manhunt after he murdered beer baron Adolf Coors III, one of the most famous cases in Colorado history. Clearly a bizarre story. You've done a great job of documenting it, and folks can find more about that at www.5280.com. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
It's been fantastic time. Thank you so much.
Okay. That was, again, Robert Sanchez, his article at 5280 Magazine about the life of Joseph Corbett, the guy who killed Adolf Coors III in 1960. He just was found dead inside his Denver apartment last week from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, one of the most famous cases in Colorado history. I'm David Sirota here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 9:21. After the break, fill you in on a couple of news stories coming off the wire right now, and then we'll get back to our discussion about whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing that Andrew Romanoff, the former House Speaker here in Colorado, is planning a Democratic Senate primary run against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. What do you think of that? And we have a poll up on this topic on our website at www.am760.net. Go on to the website, click over to the J. Marvin Show, and vote in the poll. www.am760.net. Vote in the poll about this potential Senate Democratic primary. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, you need to go see the old Adolf Coors property. It's up on the highway. If you take Morrison Road out towards Evergreen.
Oh, yeah.
If you just go past Morrison, you go up that windy road through Kittredge.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the old Coors Estate there. It's a big, huge mansion.
Is it a mansion? Right there on the creek.
I don't think so, no. I think a private family lives there now, but... Man, if there's one piece of land in Colorado that I'd like to own, it would be that one right there.
Be,
I mean, it's on this meandering creek, and it's just so...
John Turk Coors.
Yeah. Turk's Depot.
Turk's Depot.
Taking over
Home
Depot.
I'll go check it out. It's
yeah, you should.
Okay, I'll check
tell you
it
what,
out.
If you ever want to just take a nice, pretty drive, just take the road between Morrison and Evergreen.
Cool.
You'll love it, man.
Cool.
All right. Getting to traffic. Got a couple new crashes, or one anyway, 17th and Stout. It's in the cleanup phase, but the rest of the drive's starting to really look good for us. As far as the highway's concerned, we have a little residual volume and jams on westbound 270, Quebec to York. That's due to an earlier crash. Also, westbound I-70, Peoria to 270. That's also a little backed up due to that earlier crash. In the high country, clean up on the right shoulder west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. Had an early semi-rollover. Traffic is getting through the tunnel now, not being detoured over Loveland Pass. That's a good thing for you. Also still seeing some patchy fog around Denver, so do be careful with that. Forecast, morning fog, mostly sunny this afternoon, a high of 85, small chance for thunderstorms, mostly to the east of the metro. That'll happen after 3 o'clock. Our current downtown temperature is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Taking a knee should run the clock out right before the half.
So Walmart checks other stores' prices so I don't have to. And if there's a better price out there, they'll even match it. Which means I spend less time shopping around and more time doing the important things. Like catching the halftime show.
Okay, ready? 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Yay!
Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
How to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins? You must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
You belong. 926 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's been a busy morning here. The big news this weekend, Denver Post front page of the local section, former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff considering and planning a Democratic primary run against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. What do you think of that? 303-713-7600. We have a poll up on our website, www.am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page, and you can vote in the poll. Tell us who you support in that potential primary. We're taking your calls now. See how you
think about that primary, what you think of Romanoff, what you think of Bennett, whether you think a primary is a good or bad thing. Some people have emailed saying, well, Andrew Romanoff was technically signed up as a member of the Democratic Leadership Council, the more quote-unquote centrist organization in the Democratic Party. That means that he won't be such a good Democratic primary challenger. Other people saying Michael Bennett has cast terrible vote on that cram down issue, taking the side of the banks who are trying to foreclose on people. Bennett also taking 15 different positions on health care, saying he's for a public option but doesn't think it's going to pass, so he might vote for a bill without a public option. Bennett also not taking a position at all on the Employee Free Choice Act, and raising a huge amount of big money from Washington special interests. Where do you come down on this? 303-713-7600. And again, vote in our poll, www.am760.net. A couple stories off the wire before we get back to the phones. Authorities are investigating a report that a man protesting health care reform at a Grand Junction rally threatened to kill Congressman John Salazar, the Democrat from the West Slope. More local news here. A Washington group that works to get Republicans elected to the U.S. Senate reserved two internet domain names for former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton, who will announce soon whether she is entering the race. The National Republican Party being criticized by local Republicans for seeming to take a side in that potential primary. Republican Senate candidate Ken Buck, the Weld County District Attorney, is reportedly dropping out of the U.S. Senate race on the Republican side. Statistics from the Colorado Health Department show two doctors are responsible for referring more than a third of the patients on the state's medical marijuana registry. That's in a Denver Post story. Republican lawmakers plan to devote a stream of money to fund roads over 10 years would wreck the state's budget, Democratic critics argue. So new fighting in the legislature. Some national news, according to the London Telegraph, Jason Cook, a citizen from Nottingham, pulled up a Google Earth picture of Loch Ness and the loch there and says that he has a picture of the Loch Ness monster. It's a pretty weird story there. And you can see the photo up at the Telegraph, the London Telegraph. Biggest union in the country is pushing a new Wall Street tax, a tax on stock transactions. A number of Washington political experts are predicting moderate to heavy Democratic House losses in the 2010 election unless the Democratic Party turns around the health care debate. That's a couple stories off the wire. We'll get back to the phones now. What do you think about a Romanoff-Bennett primary? Again, go to our website, www.am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page and vote in the poll on who you would support in a 2010 Democratic primary. Beth in Lakewood. Beth, you're on AM760.
Hey, Dave.
Hey there.
I just took the poll. 100% said Romanoff.
Well, it's only been up there a couple minutes.
Okay. And you pegged this a long time ago when Ritter put Bennett in there, and I sure hope that Romanoff does run, and I hope all your listeners send him $5 or $25 or whatever. I'm unemployed, and I'm going to send him some money myself.
Well, what about the concern that, you know, Romanoff was not, you know, Romanoff had a decently progressive record in the legislature, strong, you know, sort of a standard Democratic record, but was a member of the Democratic Leadership Council, convened that legislature that passed some laws that were pretty bad on immigration. What about the idea that Romanoff isn't such a progressive flag bearer?
I don't know. I think he could have some surprises there. I, you know, Bennett, he's just a Republican with a D. Okay, and the Democrats have to, just like you said, get it together with health care, else they're going to lose a lot of seats.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, my take is on that is that for all of these politicians, there is a political calculus that tends to dictate where they ultimately go. I mean, here's the thing. And this is an important point. Everybody thinks of Howard Dean, right, as the great progressive champion on the war and now on health care. Howard Dean, great progressive champion. Well, I worked for Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, when Howard Dean was governor. Bernie is undoubtedly has always been a great progressive champion. When Howard Dean was governor of Vermont, Howard Dean was much more conservative, was almost like a moderate Republican when he was governor. Now, does that mean that Howard Dean hasn't become a genuine progressive? No, of course not. But what it means is that in that 2004 presidential primary, Howard Dean saw his best path of political opportunity to be more progressive. And he became more progressive. And frankly, that's what I'm saying here. I don't care as much that Andrew Romanoff may not have been a perfect progressive. I mean, I certainly think, you know, his record is, we need to look at his record. I'm not saying we should ignore his record. But what I am saying is that I leave open the possibility that if his political opportunity is to be more progressive, is to run as a more progressive candidate, that can create genuine change in the sense that if he is elected, if he wins a primary promising to be more progressive, it's more likely that he will be a progressive senator because he will have made specific choices. Does it guarantee it? No. Does it make it more likely? Absolutely.
Yes, because with Bennett, we know where he stands.
Well, we know where he stands, or we know at least where he refuses to take a stand.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, thanks, Beth.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Joanna in Denver. Joanna, you're on AM760.
Hi, David. You know, why are you going right away with Romanoff, I read that article too, but, you know, Latinos in this state are upset with Ritter and what he did.
Oh, yeah, and I've wondered why there hasn't been... Go ahead.
Yeah, and I would suggest that there's probably going to be somebody else that's going to be running against him also.
Well, hold on a minute. I think you're mixing up two races here, two campaigns, not races.
I mean, I think there's going to go ahead.
My point is that I think you're probably right. There may well be a primary against Governor Ritter, and I think certainly there may well be more candidates in a Democratic primary against Michael Bennett. The reason we're talking about Romanoff versus Bennett is because Romanoff is the first candidate who, if he hasn't announced, the newspapers have confirmed that he is formally plotting to jump into the race. But I completely agree with you. There may be more candidates in the Bennett race, and there certainly may be a candidate or two against Bill Ritter. I would be shocked if there wasn't. And I certainly think, as I've said, I think there should be primaries, vigorous primaries, multi-candidate primaries, against every legislator, good or bad. I don't think primaries are a referendum on, or the decision to have a primary, to hold an elected primary, is a referendum on whether the legislator or policy maker in question is good or bad. I think primaries are part of a functioning democracy. When you don't have primaries, you lose out on a vibrant democracy. Hey, Joanna, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
9:35 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about the potential Senate Democratic primary between Andrew Romanoff and Michael Bennett. We have a poll up at our website, www.am760.net. Click over to the Jay Marvin page and vote on who you would support in a Democratic primary between former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff and appointed Senator Michael Bennett.
Why don't you run?
Me?
Yeah, you.
You know why? I'll tell you. Well, there's many, many reasons why I wouldn't run. First and foremost of them is that I wouldn't run, and this is why I think it's weird for Bennett to be a senator. I wouldn't run unless I felt, I wouldn't run for any office. I wouldn't run for dog catcher until I felt like I had really, really strong, really, really strong connections into the community. You know, some people have said, well, you know, Dave, you've only lived in Colorado for 3 years, right? So why are you criticizing Bennett in part because he's only lived in state for 9 years? Well, first of all, I haven't really criticized him for that. But second of all, I do think it's an issue, and I think it's fair for anybody to bring up that issue because here's the thing. I've lived in state for 3 years, but I'm not running for United States Senate.
Right.
I don't think I'm qualified at this moment, if at any moment, to be a United States Senator from this state. Right. So that's the question is part of being a good legislator is who has the best connections, who knows this state really, really well.
Yeah.
And somebody that's been around for nine, you know what? I'm with you there, man. I hate to sound like I have a bias, but I want somebody that's been here almost their entire life.
Yes. Or if they haven't been here their entire life, I would add somebody who has shown deep community roots.
Right.
Right. Really deep community roots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, look, Colorado's a place where people move to. So not everyone's going to be a quote-unquote lifer. But somebody who's never run for an elected office as a U.S. senator, as the highest, one of the highest elected officials in the state, I just think that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, man, let's get traffic.
All right, one more correction before I get to traffic. It wasn't the Coors Estate I'm talking about. It's the Gates, like the Gates old rubber company that they're tearing down here downtown. It was the Gates house. So thank you for everybody
cool.
who called in and corrected me. I don't know why. I've lived here my whole life. And I've been told it's the Coors Estate, so thank you, everybody, for fixing
the
that
Gates
up.
The Gates Estate.
The Gates Estate.
Okay.
All right, but you need to check it out regardless, Dave. All right, traffic. No accidents around the metro right now. Looking in pretty good shape. Speeds popping back into the 50s and 60s on C-470, on 225 there in Aurora, going in between I-70 and 25. Do see some slower jams on westbound 270 and westbound I-70 around downtown due to an earlier crash. If you're on 270 from Quebec to York and on I-70, from Peoria Street to 270 as you move westbound. In the High Country, Summit County, still got this cleanup right shoulder on westbound I-70. Just after the Eisenhower Tunnel, traffic is able to get past the crash scene, but people are slowing down, taking a look. Your forecast today, patchy fog in the a.m., becoming mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Possible isolated afternoon thunderstorms as well, but we should stay pretty dry here around Denver. Right now, 63 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
The rivalry moves to Boulder September 6th under the lights of...
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Are you looking for a new career? Central Payment Corporation is now hiring sales partners in your city. You can start as soon as tomorrow. Central Payment is a leading provider of credit card processing services to small, medium, and large businesses. Central Payment will provide you with all the tools you need, including unlimited marketing material and one-on-one training at no cost. This is a real career with serious income potential. Do you want more freedom, more time with your family, more money? Become an outside sales partner with Central Payment and join one of today's fastest-growing credit card processing companies. Visit cpccareer.com today. No experience is necessary. Go to cpccareer.com to earn huge upfront commissions and earn ongoing residual income. Start to schedule your work around your life instead of the other way around. Advance your career while being able to spend valuable time at home with your family. Discover your future. Apply now. For more information, visit www.cpccareer.com. That's cpccareer.com.
Inspirational speaker, Dr. Robert Shore. Legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback, Terry Bradshaw. Author of Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe. Soldier statesman, General Colin Powell. And the all-time comeback champion, John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
Are you looking to lose 10 pounds or more? Well, if you're between the ages of 21 and 55 and you live in this listening area, you now have a chance to try one of the most powerful weight loss breakthroughs ever discovered for free. It's called Apamine, and it's only available in right-size smoothies. In a moment, I'll give you the toll-free number you can call to start losing weight for free. Years of clinical testing helped earn right-size a government patent, and now it's being made available to the public. It's unique, clinically powerful combination of ingredients allows you to lose weight naturally and effortlessly without feeling hungry or deprived. And if you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the smoothies. For 2 full weeks free, call now, 1-800-500-3305. Apamine is one of the most powerful weight loss discoveries ever available. While supplies last, you can experience it free for 2 full weeks. Again, to reserve your free 2-week trial, call now, 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
9:42 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Finishing out this hour talking about the potential Senate Democratic primary here in Colorado. It'll be a very high-profile race, probably one of the biggest primaries in the nation, potentially between former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff and appointed Senator Michael Bennett. Where do you come down? Do you think a primary is a good thing or a bad thing? Do you like Andrew Romanoff as a potential primary challenger? Or is he too conservative for your taste? Maybe too liberal for your taste? Do you like Michael Bennett? You like the job he's doing? 303-713-7600. And vote in our poll at www.am760.net. Click over to the Jay Marvin page and vote in our poll. Tell us who you would support in a potential 2010 Democratic primary. And we'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Hey there.
Hey, I got an encyclopedia of stuff to say.
Okay,
so
go
I'll
for it.
Say it as fast as possible. Listen, first of all, number one, definitely we have to have open primaries and we have to have public financing of campaigns. Absolute must. We have to have that. In terms of Romanoff, he is a damn good start for somebody from our state who knows the state corner to corner, border to border, the issues that are here and all. I've talked to him quite a few number of times. I'm not a personal friend or anything, but he is very accessible. He is supremely intelligent, and he brings that to the table. The immigration votes and everything else, remember who the other people were in the House, in the legislative chamber that were there. And I got to tell you, after this weekend, I see Andrew Romanoff in somewhat of a cast of a Ted Kennedy, in some ways. People may laugh and all, but he is one of these people that tries to get consensus. And when he can't get it, he knows pretty much the way to go. He works for the people of this state, and he always has. A great choice.
Yeah, I think it will be interesting to see how he positions himself. The column in the Denver Post on Sunday by Mike Litwin, made a good point in saying that if this becomes a popularity contest between two seemingly similar people, and it's a popularity contest between who knows the state better, you know, I don't think that's a winning formula for Romanoff, and
right.
We'll see whether he positions this as a, hey, I'm a more experienced guy, or whether he positions this as, we need somebody in the Senate who is not going to parse words, is not going to flip-flop, and is going to take strong, concrete positions.
I believe that Andrew won't. And let me just tell you one other thing here. In terms of what we have here in our nation today, across the country, what we need to do is we have to go after the Republican Party, the conservative movement. We have to mobilize against these people, okay? We have to take the organization that we gave them back in the 60s, all right, in terms of the anti-war movement, the equal rights for women, civil rights and all that, better schools, workers' rights and safety and everything, we have to take that organizational mindset back from them and go after them like, you know, hell dogs if we have to do that. We have to literally bring them to their knees so that they will come to the table, those that are smart enough to do that, those that want to see the nation progress, because what the Republican Party in this state and in the nation stands for today is a status quo in the future.
And
what progressives stand for today is what we can do the possibilities of what we can do in the future. And when we look at when I look at my kids and I look at like John Turk's kids and everything, that is what is the most important thing to me. The Republican Party and the conservative movement have absolutely no interest in their future.
No, I think the issue is that at this point, if you just look at the math in the Senate and the House, as much of the challenge as defeating the Republicans is making sure that the Democrats, once they have power, actually do something. I mean, they got 60 votes in the Senate. They got a huge majority in the House, and they're dithering around the issue of health care, supposedly the core fundamental Democratic issue. And one way you can force the Democratic Party to deliver on its promises is through vibrant primaries. And I think you and I completely agree on that. Hey, Mick, thanks for the call, man. Judy in Denver. Judy, you're on AM 760.
Oh, hey. I just wanted to say I ran into Andrew at the park a few weeks ago at Watch Park, where he was walking his wife, a very big dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend with me who wasn't all that familiar with Andrew, and I stopped him and I said, you know, I really like to see you run against Bennett in a primary. And he said, yeah, I'm thinking about it. And we talked about, you know, the various issues that I was unhappy with about Bennett. But anyway, he said, you know, he goes, yeah, I'm really thinking about it. I'm getting a lot of encouragement. And so when he left, my friend said, he sounds, you know, more like a progressive liberal. And I said, well, not really. He isn't. But it sounds to me that if he runs, if he does this, he's going to run to the left quite a bit.
Yeah, and I would say this. I mean, look, I knowing what I know of Romanoff's record is, you know, there's been some things that he did when Bill Owens called the special legislative session on immigration. Mm-hmm. And I think there's legitimate, you know, there's legitimate questions about what Romanoff did and whether he was complicit in some things that were not so great on immigration. I think he'll have to answer those questions. I think it's also not a stretch to say that Andrew Romanoff, as a legislator, was a fairly mainstream Democrat. And in that I mean, you know, not a guy who did a lot of things that would you'd call odious to the progressive movement. And that, to me, in some ways, sounds like the potential, a primary gives him the potential to do what a Howard Dean did, which is a Howard Dean governed, you know, when he was in one office, he behaved kind of like a moderate Republican. I think Andrew probably, in that comparison, was probably actually more progressive in some ways as a legislator than Howard Dean was as governor of Vermont. But in that primary, that 2004 presidential primary, Dean ran as a full-throated progressive. Now, I don't think that was Dean flip-flopping. I think that was Dean sensing an opportunity, sensing a forum where he could actually be more progressive. And I think we could see that with Romanoff. And here's the thing. Again, I want to be really clear. It's not that I trust politicians individually. Andrew might be a great guy, and Michael Bennett might be a great guy. What I'm looking for is not trust in individuals. I am not a sycophant. Right, I don't look at Barack Obama and say, oh, what a great guy he is. I just trust whatever he's going to do. No, I look at the political dynamic and say, what's the best possible dynamic that will ensure the kind of outcome that I, as a progressive, want to see? Well, in order for us to get a more progressive U.S. senator who takes concrete positions and fights for health care, I think a primary will make either Michael Bennett the winner or Andrew Romanoff the winner, or somebody else the winner, a more concretely progressive legislator. Does it guarantee it? No. Does it give us a better chance of that? Yes. So first and foremost, without coming down on who I support and which candidate, maybe there's going to be other candidates in this race, I strongly support the idea of a primary. And I think most of us who respect democracy should come down in that same place. I mean, if you're against contested primaries, it's hard for you to argue that you're for democracy. And democracy is ultimately the thing, whether you're right, left, Republican, Democrat, something else, that we should all be able to agree on. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say one more thing about what he said, and that was the only thing that the obstacle he saw was running against Bennett's millions, because he has so many millionaire friends. So, yes, I would encourage listeners to to, as soon as he makes the announcement, go and donate to his campaign.
That's a great point, and I want to echo that point. Whoever you support, whether you support Bennett or whether you support Romanoff or you're looking at a state house race or a congressional race, if you don't want big money to control the process, we all have to come up with small money. And I know it's tough times right now, but if we don't pass the hat and make small contributions, then we better guarantee that the biggest of big money controls these elections. Thanks again for the call. 9:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Just a couple things going on, Dave. A two-vehicle accident, 7th and Auraria. I'm going to mess things up around campus downtown. Southbound 25, also a little heavy there. I-70 past Spear. Speeds in the 40s and 50s after you make the I-70 curve. And in the high country, Summit County, cleanup still going on. Right shoulder westbound I-70 just after the Eisenhower Tunnel. However, traffic is able to get past the crash scene. Earlier this morning, it was shut down. People had to use Loveland Pass, so at least you're able to stay on 70 right now. Your forecast, morning fog to mostly sunny with a high of 85. Small chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly to the east of the metro. Our current downtown temperature is 64 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to be a millionaire? Your odds of winning $1 million have never been better. Be a top player at Canyon Casino this month, and you could qualify to win a seat in Harrah's Million Maker Slot Tournament in Lake Tahoe. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Harbin Program, is your head spinning on the healthcare debate yet?
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids' Danskin Now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Price is not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
That I'm willing to give you a free sample so you can put it to the test. I know once you've tried Zencore, you'll swear by it.
Experience the incredible power of Dr. Develop's Zencore Plus absolutely free. Call 1-800-395-1031. That's 1-800-395-1031. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. 1-800-395-1031. 1-800-395-1031.
Summer's ending. Guests are coming over. Cheers are erupting from the living room. Yep, it's football time. And Sam's Club is your go-to player all season long. They make it simple to save on HDTVs with 52-inch Samsung models starting at $16.97. And Sam's Club helps you bring your best game to entertaining. From the all-American cookout to tasteful tailgating, with food, drinks, and supplies at prices that'll make you... Not a member? Join today at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Pricing good through Labor Day. See club for details.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about Geico? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to Geico last year. Second, Geico received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, Geico has been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick, Nick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Bennett or Romanoff, who would you vote for in the Democratic primary in 2010? That was the big news story over the weekend. We're taking your calls, figuring out where you are. And we have a poll up, www.am760.net. Click on the lineup, then click on the J. Marvin Show. And we have a poll. Go vote in the poll. Again, www.am760.net. Click on the lineup in the upper left-hand corner. Click down to the J. Marvin Show and vote in the poll. And we'll go back to the phones. We'll go to Jane in Westminster. Jane, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David. How
morning.
Are you?
Good.
I'll go for Andrew Romanoff. And it's kind of, I've been kind of giving myself memes, but I'm saying to myself, it's not up to President Obama alone. It's not up to Andrew Romanoff alone. It's up to me personally. And you, Dave, and you, John, and you AM760 listeners. It seems to me, and I've more recently, you know, since 2004, gotten involved with the party politics and started going to precinct caucuses. In 2004, I was the only one from my precinct.
Mm.
Okay, and was up to 50. But anyway, the point is, unless people turn out to those caucuses and vote committee people who will commit to going to the congressional district and state assemblies and casting votes that way, we aren't really gonna have much of a chance. I guess you can get on by petition, but you need those votes from there. And the more people at your caucus, the more weight those committee people have when they go to the central committee, from what I can tell.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think that a lot of times we tend to forget how the machinery of a party works, how the machinery of politics works, and how many opportunities there really are right there. I mean, the old adage of politics is that to the victors go those who basically know how to run the machine of politics. And you're absolutely right. There are many ways into the political process through committee seats, through your local Democratic Party. And I think the primary, if there is a primary, it's going to only strengthen those parts of the party. It's only going to strengthen grassroots democracy. Thanks for the call. All right, that's the show for today. We'll be back at this tomorrow. Remember to vote in the poll, www.am760.net. Talk to you tomorrow.
Breaking news. The IRS announced that they're...
Attention, Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
AM 760, Sportique Scooters, and Maintenance Matters. Register right now at am760.net or visit our booth at A Taste of Colorado, September 4th through the 7th. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZ.